This is MSO News Sports. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and it's time for North Shore High School football. Beverly taking on Lynn Classical at Manning Field in Lynn tonight. Beverly coming in 4 wins, 2 losses overall, 2-2 in Northeastern Conference North play. Lynn Classical, 1 win, 5 losses, and 0-3 in the league so far this year. Beverly coming off a loss to Danvers last week, 35-28, their first Heard Stadium loss of 2016, while Classical lost to Marblehead, 34-6 right here at Manning Field. We'll check in with some of the players, get some stats for you, and we'll also hear from the coaches just ahead on our pregame show. It is Danvers, Beverly and Lynn Classical tonight here from Manning Field and Lynn here on MSO News Sports. Just ahead, we'll hear from Andrew Morenci, head football coach at Beverly High School, and then Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical High School. Stay there with us, won't you?
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
Treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Well, this is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Andrew Morenci, head football coach at Beverly High School, prior to their game tonight against Lynn Classical. And Andrew, you guys are coming off the loss to Danvers last week. So how was this week of practice?
Well, the kids have had a good week. You know, they've responded well. You know, obviously we have some senior leadership and guys were hungry. And, you know, we know that, you know, practicing well earlier in the week is the way you do well in the weekend. And, you know, we feel like we had a good week. So that was important coming off a tough loss for Danvers.
Yeah. Now, this Classical team, they got a running back last week, and so they got a little more spark in their offense than they've really had all this year.
Yeah, no, Lynn Classical is definitely formidable. They have a lot of weapons on offense, and they fly around a bit on defense, and they've shown potential at times in all their games of playing with the opponent and doing good things. So, you know, we're just hoping that we can come out and play our game, focus kind of a little bit on what we do, and it'll be good enough to come out a win tonight.
As we were talking before the game, the rain is starting here. Does the rain matter? What do you think?
I think, you know, in sports and football, I think the weather certainly can have an impact, as you know. So, you know, you just, you know, that's what good teams do, though. They come and they can play in anything. And so this is going to be a, another challenge for us. But, you know, I think that the kids are prepared. We prepared a little bit this week to play in a little bit of adverse weather. So we're hoping that that will be good enough tonight.
What about injuries? What's the injury update for you guys?
Well, Hugh Calise is back. So Hugh being, you know, Mr. Everything for us, that's a huge boost to us, both offensively and defensively and leadership-wise. And Pat Gavin, he's still, we're going to hold him out another week. You know, he's still with that shoulder. We feel like it's better for him to take one more week, and he'll come back next week, hopefully for the playoffs.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Andrew Morenci, head football coach at Beverly High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews flavors of the fall today.
This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here with Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical. And Tim, Friday night, Beverly is coming into town, and last kind of regular season game.
Yeah. The last regular season game. They're a good team. They're big up front. They've got some talent. They got a lot of athletes that are can hurt you in a lot of ways. So we've got our work cut out for us again.
Well, they're coming off the losses to Marblehead, Danvers, and so on. So they'll obviously want to be grabbing a win on Friday night.
Yeah. I think they played us. They played the teams we just played too. I mean, it's a tough conference. There's not many easy matchups, and they probably played two of the better teams in the conference. So, including Beverly's one of those teams too. So, yeah. I mean, it's a good strong conference from top to bottom.
What's your take on speaking of kind of sorting things out? If you were to look at Danvers and Peabody, who are playing this week, how do you look at those two teams?
Well, I think they're very similar. I think it's like a mirror opposite of each other. They're both running an I formation where they double tight and they play good defense. They got some size up front. They've got some athletes in the back. I wouldn't want to make a prediction, but maybe Danvers' offense might be a little better, but I think Peabody's defense might be a little better. So I think it'll be a close matchup.
And this game's at Danvers this week, so a little advantage there.
But we
don't have to predict. That's okay.
No. Good. That's your job, not mine.
No, it's not my job either. Listen, there's another story there. But, Tim, what about your team? What's the latest news? Any news with Classical this week heading into this week's game?
Yeah, we're looking to kind of get back in the winning column here, and the kids are working hard. We've got, the kids are in relatively high spirits. I mean, so they're they're getting ready to go, and hopefully we can finish the season on the right note.
As far as player development this year, I know as a coach, as a teacher, you know, you're always looking to see improvement at different areas. Can you pick out a couple of spots where you've seen some improvement? And, you know, obviously I'm looking at just, you know, the most visible person maybe is quarterback Matt Loria, yeah. But then from there.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we've had some linebackers. A young linebacker, David Bernard's, really stepped up for us this year. He's a sophomore. We think he's got a high future. Another sophomore is Dennis Pierce. He plays D line for us. We just moved him to tight end. It's more of a, you know, it's a blocking kid, but you know, still a big body that's physical, and you know, he's shown great improvement. Chase Bono's another young kid who's run the ball for us, and probably better running the ball than we thought he would be. He's a little more powerful than we thought he'd be. Defensively, he's kind of all over the place. So we certainly have some young guys developing, and you know, but you know, on the same note, we told our kids we're not playing for next year or the year after or anything like that. We're playing Beverly this week, and that's all we're going to focus on.
And I think having Rivera back in the lineup, what a different dimension that adds here. It adds a little something that it wasn't there.
Yeah, when you have a good running back, especially, I mean, that's gonna cover a lot of the faults in blocking or, you know, timing or anything else like that. When a kid can just take it to the outside or take it inside, a one cut and he's gone. And you know, I think he gave us a little bit of spark. It, you know, it didn't quite show on the scoreboard, but we got held to 100 yards in previous two games, and you know, we doubled that plus some against Marblehead, which is a great defense too. So we saw improvement. It's just we have to improve enough to now get wins. We just can't improve to improve. We got to improve to get wins.
Well, there you go. Well, Coach, we'll see you on Friday night.
Sure, thank you.
That's Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly.
Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. We're live here. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns for tonight's Beverly Lynn Classical game. Now, here's a problem that we have here tonight. The lights have just gone out. Apparently, if you know the area here at Manning Field, there's the condos, the stadium condos, which are to the south of the stadium. And there was a flash, and we're hearing reports of a transformer blowing. Now, that knocked out the stadium lights here. Now, there are emergency lights on here, and there is power here. And right now, they are actually continuing on with the pre-game ceremony honoring the seniors here at Lynn Classical High School. But it's all in the dark here. Just a little bit of lights to each pole, each light pole here, the four big light poles here at Manning Field. And they all have a street light beaming down, a little bit more than a street light, but a spotlight. So really the middle of the field is just completely dark here. So here we are in the dark at Manning Field and Lynn, and we'll see what happens here. If it's a transformer, you'd think that might take a while to get repaired here tonight. So
yeah,
we've
heard police sirens throughout the area. Not that it's uncommon. Sometimes you hear them during the course of the game. But
you're not missing an opportunity at all tonight here, are you?
And there were some. There were emergency vehicles going through the area not long after the outage occurred. How fast can the electric company get here? I know the electric company used to be stationed down on off the Linway. So are there other parts of the city that have been affected as well? Or is this an isolated incident? That we don't know. But the one place that locale we are interested in getting repaired quickly is certainly this area here. But it still takes time. You've got to get up. You've got to take the old one down. You've got to put the new one up. You've got to make sure everything is set up. And you're also dealing with a wet environment. You've got to set up the little tent area, because you're not about to work with an electrical line in the rain.
Well, Tim, this is where my expertise just shines just for our listeners, just for some background, as I feel very capable and competent talking about this issue, is that in college one summer I did work for a power company. And I was cutting grass and pulling weeds and different things at the substations.
So they gave you the real important job.
Well, we did work in substations a couple of times. So I actually got up onto
ladders.
Well, ladders and up on the platforms up on top where they have this is an area where they have a lot of transformers and different things there. And we were building some of the planking that they had up there at the time. But anyway. I'm thinking that this, you're right, especially with the forecast here for tonight, it's not going to be an easy fix. Now, across the way, again, we're in the dark here. There are no lights here. And right now, we have no indication that any decision has been made here.
And Beverly is on the other side of the field.
They're out on the field now. They weren't initially. The classical team was out, and the seniors were being honored. The band is out there.
But classical seems to have gone back off the field.
No, they're there.
Are they?
They're out beyond there with the seniors.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I believe
okay.
They are. At least the seniors are there. And you're right. Maybe the rest of the team is not there. The officials are down here. So they're on the field. And now, again, you hear some sirens. And the neighborhood houses around here, they look like they do not have power right now. And it looks like in those stadium condos, it looks to me, I'm looking through the glass
again,
you're looking at
there are emergency lights on.
I look like emergency lights, right. Yeah. I think that's what they are. However, if you go to Boston Street businesses do have lights on, and there are street lights on those streets. And the street lights are actually working over here on behind the stands across the way, I believe. Yeah, unless those are on Boston.
No, I think those local. Are stadium lights, right?
Oh, those are, still,
are stadium lights.
But across the way, there are some street lights.
Oh, no, you're right. Those are. Okay, yeah.
So we'll see. And so it appears like it's a localized thing.
The lights are starting to power back up.
That's a good sign. Okay.
So
the stadium lights are powering back up. So usually with these lights, they take a little while to warm up, but that's a very good sign.
So we may yet have...
We may.
Friday
we may.
Night football. And of course, I was hoping to visit one of my the friendly establishments in the neighborhood. But once again, Friday nights seem to conspire against me.
They do.
They really do. It's unbelievable. You know, it's like you need to get someplace fast, and you hit every light.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
All right, the lights are powering back up, as Tim mentioned, and so it's a good sign. And so we are going to take one quick break, and then we're back with more football just ahead. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews flavors of the fall today.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Late word was that there has been a power line downed on Boston Street, and that caused the power outage. And right now, the stadium lights are back on. It still looks to me, Tim, as some of the neighbors here may not have power, but somehow or other, the stadium lights got turned back on, so that's good news. And street lights are on around here, but we're pretty much at full power as far as... what's that called? Luminums or what?
Lumens.
Lumens. Lumens. Okay. It's a word I have not probably ever used. I've seen it, but I don't think it's ever come out of my mouth before. I mean, you don't really say that. I mean, those lights are not bright. I mean, you know, a 60 watt bulb in the old days. Yeah, 100 watt, whatever.
Yes, it's not a word that one would blend into one's daily vocabulary.
All right. So here we go. Beverly, 4 wins, 2 losses, 2-2. Beverly lost to Danvers last week, 35-28. Kevin Morency is their quarterback. He is he's one of the leaders on the North Shore in passing. 104 passes, 57 completions, 828 yards, 9 touchdowns. Last week he threw for 175 yards against Danvers. And Kyle Schwenard is... one of their top receivers, receiving the ball, catching it 13 times for 261 yards and one touchdown. Sam Abatey's right behind with 22 catches for 210 yards. So Schoenard can catch and run, too. Meanwhile, Classical High School is led by quarterback Matt Loria. He had an 8-yard touchdown run last week in their 34-6 loss to Marblehead. So we've had the coin toss. Both teams now huddling out on the field. Beverly with the black uniforms, the white shirts, the orange numbers, the black pants with the orange trim down the side of their legs, and Classical with the home green uniforms, kind of an evergreen, kind of a bright evergreen now with the orange, with the yellow lettering and numerals and
so on with the Rams horns on the green helmets trimmed in white. So we're ready to go. Tim Phelps is the head coach at Classical High School. Andrew Morenci is the head football coach at Beverly High, where Morenci starred and is in their Athletic Hall of Fame.
Well, certainly, you know, both teams come with a lot of traditions. Going back up into the 60s, Classical had some very, very good football teams. They had some tremendously talented athletes during that particular time period. And, you know, you kind of wish the old traditional uniforms sort of hung around a little bit longer. But coaches like to change them up, give the team a different look, a little bit different color schemes. Glossary's gone through it.
Yeah.
You know, every team does. And, you know, you have to go out and buy the new uniforms.
Luke Samperi will kick off for Beverly High School. His kick will be from right to left. He's got the powerful leg back deep for Classical High School. Marcus Rivera back from an injury last week, so he'll be huge in that backfield for Classical High School. And it's a kick bombed way down inside the five, fielded at the two-yard line. Picking it up, it is Alex Pedro up to the 20, 25, 30, back to the right, back to the middle, to the left, 40, up to midfield, 50, down to the Beverly 40, outside left, 30, and he's hammered down at the 25-yard line. They made a swipe at the ball, and I'm not sure if the ball actually, yeah, I think the ball might have popped loose, but it went out of bounds. He started in the middle field, came near side right, then angled back across over midfield to the left, and finally, the ball goes out of bounds. I think it was slapped away from him at the 27 in Beverly territory.
And that was a game-saving tackle and hit by Luke Samperi, the kicker. The last man who had a chance to catch him, not the start that certainly Coach Morenci wanted to see. That was a major breakdown on the kickoff coverage as the entire team moved to the near side of the field to us and pinched in. And gave the Classical return man the opportunity to break to the outside.
Matt Laurier, quarterback, 6 foot, 200-pound senior. Everyone is tight. Handoff is to fake handoff. It's the keeper. Laurier coming near side right, turns the corner. No, he handed it off to Bono. Bono following the blocking of quarterback Laurier down inside the 20, down inside the 15. It's a first down run. Chase Bono with the first down run takes it down to the 12-yard line.
We've got an updated score from Danvers now. Danvers now leading Peabody 20-7 with about 8 minutes left to go in that game.
15-yard run for Bono there. Ball at the 12. Laurier hands off. This is Rivera starting right, coming back left, down inside the 5 to the 4. Rivera with about a 7-yard run on first down for Classical High School. So the big return by senior Alex Pedro, 5'9", 165 pounds, bringing it all the way down to the 27. Then the first down run by Chase Bono, and now a run by Rivera. Puts Classical with about a second down and two after about an 8-yard run there. Quarterback hands off. I think this is Rivera pushing off the right side of the line and in for a 3-yard touchdown.
Now, this is a very emotionally pumped up Lynn Classical team, charged up by that big kickoff return by Rivera. It didn't take them long to pound it into the end zone for the quick lead. Beverly already back on their heels. And this has been a trend, Bill, the last three games where actually longer than that, where they have given up points early in the first quarter, the fall behind sometimes by two scores. And they can't afford to let this game slip away because this is way too important to them.
It is. Point after kick is up and it is good. Classical point after kick by Ishmael Johnson. And the score is Lynn Classical 7 and Beverly nothing here in the first quarter.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Lynn Classical High School is the lowest scoring team in the Northeastern Conference North, having scored only 52 points coming into tonight's game compared to, say, a Marblehead, which has tagged 197 points on the tally so far this year. Beverly's number three right there with 128. So a fast start here for Classical. Now, Tim, they've done some interesting things on kickoffs this year, and let's see if they pull that ground ball kick, kind of an almost onside kick. And this is this Loria now? This is Loria, I think, doing it. Yeah, Loria kicks. Line drive kick goes far side of the field, goes out of bounds. Inside the 20 at the 15. Flag. They have done what, in essence, seemed like onside kicks a few times. And but this one rolls, and I think they'll have Classical kick it over. Now, Tim, just to back to follow up on our power outage story here. Again, the power went off here. The lights went out just before kickoff here, maybe about 10, 15 minutes before the scheduled kickoff here tonight. And there was a power line down on Boston Street, and I still see right down the corner here, down by where the Burger King is here, there's police flashing lights still going there.
So that must be the site of where the pole came down.
Yeah, and there was a flash of a transformer over by the Lynn Stadium condominiums. So now Classical will kick off after the penalties. They'll kick off again. Loria will kick off from his own 35 this time. 9 minutes, 59 seconds to play. First quarter. Just underway here. 7-0. Lynn Classical is leading. And this time it's a ground ball kick, squibbing down, fielded on the bounce at the 31-yard line by an up back by Beverly, run back out over the 35 to the 40. Returner knifing his way out over the 40 to maybe the 42 before going down. And the Panther offense comes out here, led by quarterback Kevin Morency, 5'8", 145 pounds. Offensively, center Jordan Paracella, Nick Gonzalez, and Nick Scherz, the guards, Paulo Feisch and Jake Veal, the tackles. Kyle Chouinard in the backfield. Beverly. Right now, there's not a lot of rain falling. It's kind of a misty thing here. They go to the three-man stack eye. Nobody wide. They give us to the tailback, Chouinard, off the right side of the line for 3 yards up to the 45.
You know, Bill, one of the things that we really haven't seen on a consistent basis over the last few weeks with Beverly is the big play. The big game, the big breakaways. Knowing that, you know, they do run the wing T, and it's a grind them out offense, but we still haven't seen them yet. And the wing T also produces breakaway runs, and we just haven't seen a lot of that over the last few weeks. First four games at home, moving out to a 4-0 record, we saw a lot of those big plays being made by the Beverly running backs. Just haven't seen it.
This time again, the give is to the tailback, Chouinard, out of the three-man stack. I know it's not Chouinard. It is Abatey coming left down to the 45 to the 40, cutting back right to the far side of the field, down to near the 30-yard line before he's taken down. A big run by Sam Abatey.
And as saying goes, ask and you shall receive. And no sooner got talking about, you know, the lack of the what appears to be, you know, the big play, the big yardage plays, and Sam Abatey rips one off, running right up behind the left tackle.
Big run for Abatey has a first down for Beverly at the 31 of Lynn Classical High School. Beverly is trailing by the 7 points here. They come quickly out of the huddle. Again, the three-man stack eye formation behind the quarterback, Morency. They give us to Chouinard, the tailback. He's hit right away. He may be back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing for Beverly on that play. It'll be second down and 10. Defensively for Classical High School, up front, Noah Morris, Dennis Pierce, and Javian Delgado. Backers include David Barnard, Matt Loria, Chauncey Williams. Playing back there tonight as well for Classical High School would be Matt Gisonimo. We'll give you some of the other guys back there as well. Right now, Classical playing it pretty tight here. They give us to the tailback, and again, it's Chouinard diving his way inside the 25, down near the 23, short of the first down, which would be the 21. So Chouinard with some more yardage here. So he must have got about 8 yards on that, good 8 yards on that. So now it's third down and 2 for Beverly, clearly in four down territory here, although they do have a field goal kicker in the likes of Luke Samperi, who's kicked a couple. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Bill.
Tailback give to Chouinard, and he doesn't get the first down. He looked like he was hit a little bit in the backfield, but it's kind of spun free, kind of hit up high, knocked down, and he's close to the first down. I think just short, though.
This is always 4-yard territory. Gloucester's jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Saugus. Christian Gianfilippo continues his rampage through the Northeastern Conference. 32 yards out, his 12th touchdown of the season. 7-0 Gloucester.
Fourth down and one for Beverly. Every indication is that they're going for it here and will not go for the field goal. And that's exactly the way they were lining up. Fourth down and one. They're at the 22 of Lynn Classical. Need to get to the 21. Three-man stack high behind quarterback Kevin Morency. Long count. Drops the pass. Throws it out on the right side. It's a catch, but it'll be close to a first down as the receiver dives to the stake. And it's a first down.
Well, outstanding effort. I didn't think he was going to get it, Bill, because the Classical coverage was so good out there. But trying to pick out his number. Oh, that's you, Kalise.
Yep.
What he did was, as he was tackled, before he hit the ground, and he was a big kid, he one-handed the ball, and he reached it over or beyond the first down marker. And smart heads-up play.
From the 20-yard line, it's a first down run, and Chouinard off the left side for 2 yards to the 18.
Beverly carry by number two, Kyle Chouinard.
6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Beverly just trying to power their way into the end zone to our left. They're trailing 7-0. Lynn Classical breaking out on top. Had the big Alex Pedro kickoff return that brought it all the way down to the Beverly 27. Big return for the Classical senior here on senior night at Manning Field in Lynn. Again, the three-man stack eye for the Panthers. Fake give. Here's the quarterback, Morency, rolling right to pass. Has some room. He'll tuck it in and run. He's down to the 15, angling for the first down and out of bounds, getting the first down inside the 10 to about the 9. Well, nice. They didn't give him a great spot. They're putting the ball right on the 10.
Because he went out just... our angle, it looked like he crossed the 9-yard line. Easily.
Well, they might about have the 9. It's probably about right. I'm just thinking. It's whatever. So it's a first down.
That's the biggest key. He's got a new set of downs to work with. That's pretty much a naked bootleg because everybody went left and he just rolled out to the right. And I didn't even see a receiver down in the end zone area. That was Beverly. That was a quarterback run all the way, and sort of caught Classical because Beverly's been featuring the running backs with in the wing tee, just trying to bust through the middle.
Some of those other players back deep for Classical: Nashawn Butler, Ishmael Johnson, Rick Keogh, Jesse Young, Cameron Green, Chase Bono, and Melvin Nieves. Now the official explaining something to head coach Tim Phelps over on the near side here for Classical High School. 6 minutes, 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Looks like the rain has picked up here again. Misting down from the lights.
Looks kind of cool in the lights, doesn't it?
Yeah. Give to the tailback, and this is Chouinard straight ahead with some room down inside the 5 to the 2. This will be second and goal from...
carry by number 2, Kyle Chouinard.
So Chouinard with the gain of about 7 yards.
You know, in the runs that he's had so far tonight, Kyle Chouinard is running with a whole lot of attitude. He's running straight up. He's got the legs pumping. He's hitting that hole at the line of scrimmage real hard, real fast, and he's busting through some early tackles.
Second down and goal from the 2-yard line. Beverly with that same formation. Yep, three-man stack eye up behind the quarterback, Kevin Morency, who's right up behind center. Keeper Morency straight ahead. Goal line, end zone, touchdown, Morency.
Beverly's number 11, Kevin Morency, goes in for a Panthers touchdown.
5:24 remaining in the first quarter. 2-yard run. Kevin Morency for Beverly High School. Now they will go for the point after kick off the leg of Luke Samperi. Is that Morency holding? Yeah. Morency, believe, will be holding the snap. Uprights to our left. Snap is good. The ball's teed up for Samperi. The kick is up and it's good, and we're tied. Each team has 7 points here in the first quarter, a touchdown and a point after kick. What we'll do is we'll step aside here. We're back with more football just ahead here from Manning Field and Lynn. Lynn Classical and Beverly are tied.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Rerouting them right around here. That's what they're doing. They didn't close it at Stetson. They closed it on the other end.
We got a traffic update for you here. All of a sudden, there's a ton of cars across the way driving on the other side of the stands over there. I think they've rerouted some traffic off of Boston Street. And Tim will figure that out for us in just a moment here. Right now, Sam Perry will kick off for Beverly High School, Tulane Classical. I believe it's Pedro and Marcus Rivera back deep for Classical High School. Rivera fields it at the 2, up to the 5 to the 10, 15, left, right, and spun around and down at the 16-yard line. Great pursuit there by Beverly High School.
Beverly has to find, refine the emotion that they played with in the first four games. Bobblehead, again, put it on him pretty good.
You know why I'm not seeing these cars? These cars are not coming in from Boston Street, Tim. They're coming in through the shopping center, I believe. So I think see how they're not coming up right from Boston Street? They're driving through the shopping center where Pennysworth is, and then they're out to this street here, right behind the stands across the way. So Boston Street is shut down. Now some cars are going down the other way. So
yeah, they're going down there, but they're going to have to take a right-hand turn because you can see the police car out on Boston Street with the lights. He's blocking the street. Back to the action.
Yeah, I guess we got to get back to the action here. And it is Loria pitching to Rivera, left, coming back right, up to the 23 before he's taken down. Good gainer there on first down for Marcus Rivera of Classical High School.
Number 7, Marcus Rivera.
Yeah, so depending on how long it takes to repair all the poles and the transformers out on Boston Street, this traffic congestion is going to last quite a while through the neighborhood.
Well, I guess since we're not the best traffic reporters that are around right now.
Come on, we grew up with the infamous, the famous, not infamous, Joe Green,
yeah,
in the BZ Copter
from the 23, and it's a second down here in short, and the pass play, Loria heaving it way down on the right for Pedro, too far, incomplete. Yeah, and I worked with Malcolm Alter too, so that puts me really right at the top of the traffic. You know, I pretty much know traffic too. I mean, electricity, traffic,
you know, the band,
you know, all
traffic?
This stuff. Yes, remember, I remember traffic.
Yep.
Yes, I do remember traffic.
Good.
I had not thought of traffic for a long time, though, come to think of it.
Sort of just came to me.
Yeah.
One of those retro moments.
Where is traffic now? They're probably at the... Are they at the Lynn Auditorium coming up?
There'd
be
rowdy
somebody I would expect at
the
Lynn Auditorium.
Bill.
We got that right in front of us here. Traffic and William Shatner together at the Lynn Auditorium. Here's Loria. Flag and a whistle.
Yeah,
procedure call against Classical.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had some motion there. So what is coming up at the Lynn Auditorium, Bill?
Smokey Robinson, November 19. Steve Miller Band, November 6. Oh, Jay and the Americans, November 11.
Cara mia mine.
Yeah. With the... So this little penalty will push it back, making it a third down and a good 7 for Classical High School. Again, they took the opening kickoff, ran it all the way down, did it, Alex Pedro, to the 27 of Beverly. Then they completed a drive and scored to take a 7-0 lead. Touchdown run by Marcus Rivera. Kevin Morenci tied the game up with a 2-yard touchdown run for Beverly High School. We're 7-7 here, first quarter. Loria takes the snap out of the shotgun, gives to Rivera, coming around right side. A flag is down. This would appear that this is going to be a call coming against Classical.
Yeah, usually in that area it's going to be a holding call.
Marcus Rivera, there is a flag on the play.
But Jay and the Americans was 50. And who was with them? Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits, right.
Herman's Hermits. They have to be, if not late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah? And they're still performing.
Yep, they are. Irish Tenors are coming, too, December 10th.
I would like to see those guys. Love that music.
I don't really listen to that music, so I don't think I would go to that one. But I would.
Oh, that's just great stuff. The quality of their voices. Oh.
Then they had last weekend. They had Jack Hanna and the Wild Animals there.
I'm sure that was very popular with a lot of the kids. My wife wouldn't want to go because he'd probably bring out a snake or something, and she hates snakes.
I guess you have to watch out for that, right? A little timeout called here. A little delay of action, the delay of the play. Although the clock just ran, is running down here. 3:50 to play, first quarter. And it's a third and a long, long situation for Classical. Laurie is in the end zone, running, scrambling. He'll be taken down at the 6 as he recovered a bit, running the ball out to the 6 or 7 yard line. Needless to say, he loses 3 yards on that play. So this will set up a fourth down and nearly 17 to go for Classical, and they'll punt. Loria has done the punting. I don't think that's him back there now. It's Rivera, I think, back there.
The North Reading and Newburyport, North Reading Newport are 0-0 in the first quarter so far. I don't thank Dean Harrison for that update.
Here's the punt, and a fair catch, then a drop. Loose ball covered up, though, by Beverly.
Oh, lucky recovery there.
Says Sam Abadie, I believe, wasn't it?
No, Jack.
Okay.
Jack Holy. Again, bounced out of his arms, bounced behind him, and as he turned, it bounced right back up to him. And he was very lucky because it was a Classical defender right on his tail. That could have been disastrous for Beverly, and again, just inject a huge amount of confidence into the Lynn Classical team. But again, they got to feel good about that. There was no return. Beverly actually lost yards on the play. Again, Beverly has to play smart. Peabody had 84 yards, net yards, and only 26 snaps in the game against Danvers tonight.
Is that all over?
About 3 minutes left.
Chouinard out of the stack eye, the tailback, running down inside the 40 to the 38. Kyle Chouinard carrying the football, racking up these rushing yards here tonight. We're in the first quarter with 2:42 to play. Tied at 7, Beverly and Lynn Classical.
I'm sorry, Bill. We could have some heavy weather moving through here in central Massachusetts. There are heavy, heavy downpours coming through.
That is in the forecast. Number of schools postponed till tomorrow, and some started games a little early tonight, as did that Danvers-Peabody game. This is Abadie taking the handoff out of the tailback spot. Runs to the right, gets the first down inside the 35. A few more yards to about the 31 or 32.
Second quarter score from Gloucester. Christian Sanfilippo has scored again, this time a 17-yard run, giving Gloucester a 14-0 lead over Sauk in the second quarter. He's only about 230 yards shy, I believe it is, of breaking Connor Russell's all-time school rushing record.
Timeout is called here. And if you, by the way, if you have anybody coming to the game or going by this area, stay away from this area. There's just this traffic is just jammed, stopped. It's not moving at all across the way. So they've rerouted some traffic, I think. Now you can see, I can see traffic going on Boston Street, Tim.
Yeah, but coming, it's all going.
Coming.
It's going towards Chestnut Street and Broadway.
Seems like they got to cut it off earlier. But I guess you wanted to go to Wendy's, they'd allow you to go there. But
you can't get to Stop and Shop.
So if you're coming down from Wyoming Square, you can come down Boston Street, but then you can't go as far as Pennyworth. And then they're rerouting the traffic back around here in the stadium, and it's all jammed up.
Yeah.
So if this game were to end now, it'd be a horror show getting out of here.
Yeah. If you are considering coming to the game and listening, best way to come from Beverly is just to come down Highland Avenue, stay Weston Avenue, and then jump off, go Chestnut down to the corner of Maple Street, take a left and come in the back way to the stadium.
Sam Abadie runs it from the 31 down inside the or to the 25 for a 6 yard gain. Abadie.
Belly carry by number 20, Sam Abadie.
2 minutes to go, first quarter, 7 all game.
Beverly and Lynn Classical here from Manning Field in Lynn on a Friday night. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. Great to have you with us. North Shore Sports Night airs Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. A lot of football guests last week. Steve Cummings from Wakefield High School. They've had a very nice season after a couple of NEC losses to start off the year. Here's a pitch play for Beverly. This is Chouinard going far side right. He's ripped down near the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up 1 yard. Good tackle and good pursuit by Classical High School trying to grasp Chouinard as he came around the right end.
Yeah, you know, the Middlesex teams that come and play Northeast Conference teams have seemed to have a very tough time with them right at the beginning of the season. I remember Gloucester used to take on Reading every beginning of every year, and Gloucester would just croak them. And then Reading would run the table in the Middlesex League. It just, I don't know what it is. And, you know, Wakefield the last couple of years has started out with the Northeast Conference, and they've been beaten. And then they have a great season in their league, not to demean the Middlesex League, but they come out of the Northeast Conference, and it's like they're steeled up. They're ready to go.
Abadie in the carry for the first down to inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Rain coming down here. Officials are protecting the ball so it doesn't get too wet here. Beverly trying to take the lead here. They trailed 7-0 to start the game. Classical scoring on their first possession. They tied it up to the Panthers. This is Beverly's second possession of the night here. With the ball at the 18 of Classical, first down. Here's Morency rolling left, looking to throw now back right, scrambling. The pursuit is there. And he turns the right corner, and he goes down for about a 5-yard gain inside the 20 to the 15 before he's run to the sidelines and out of bounds.
Carry by number 11, Kevin Morency.
So Kevin Morency on the keeper. See how much they actually give him on that. They give him the 15-yard line. So that's only a gain of 3 yards.
Saugus is threatening Gloucester. They have first and 10 at the Gloucester 3-yard line.
A little foggy here, just seconds to go in the first quarter here at Manning Field. Again, now back to the three-man stack eye for Beverly, and the give is to Abadie ahead off the left side down to the 13. Appears, well, he's got like 2 yards, still well short of the first down, still about 5 yards to go. Just seconds to go here in the quarter, and that is probably the last play here in the quarter, and we'll step aside. Through one quarter here at Classical at Manning Field in Lynn, it's Lynn Classical 7, Beverly 7 here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Ready for the second quarter here at Manning Field and Lynn. Beverly has the ball. They're threatening in a tie game at 7. Well into Classical territory. Now they're moving left to right here in the second quarter. Beverly coming in at 4 wins, 2 losses. Classical 1 win, 5 losses. Be a nice win for Classical if they were to pull this off here tonight at home. Team that, again, got Marcus Rivera back last week in the backfield after being out injured. You can see the rain and the fog kind of swirling around up in the up in the lights above us across the way.
You're not going to go Robert Frost on us, are you, and start describing the fog rolling in on Little Kennedy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. Just want to check. It's really raining in Gloucester, but Saugus went 70 yards in 4 plays. Coach Zirilli will not be happy with that.
They have a little towel over the football. Keep it totally dry. Ball is at the 12-yard line. It is a third down here and 5 to go for Beverly. Three-man stack eye. And the give is to the tailback this time. Chouinard ahead to the 5. That's not Chouinard. That's, or is it?
Beverly carry by number 2.
Oh, Copeland. No.
Kyle Chouinard.
It was Chouinard. I thought, no, you know who it was? Wasn't it
It was Kalis, wasn't it? It was Kalis, the ball carrier. I think, unless he was blocking.
No, I'm sure they had you blocking.
Well, he's carried the football in those kinds of situations before. So the ball's to the one-yard line, so it'll be a first and goal for Beverly here in a tie game at 7, early going second quarter. And Kalis is the fullback here. They give us to the tailback off the left side. Nothing there.
Beverly carry by number 2.
Shenard, the ball carrier, came up, lost his helmet. Tosses the football.
He's got to come out for a play. I believe that's the rule.
Yeah, he's headed to the sidelines. Yeah. Kevin Morency at quarterback. Jordan Parasella at center, senior, 5'11", 230. The guard, Nick Scherz, senior, 5'8", 195. Nick Gonzalez, the other guard, 5'11", 175. Paulo Feisch, a junior tackle, and Jake Veal, the other tackle. Stack eye, pitch play to the tailback of Beatty going left. He's wrapped up and taken down at the 1.
Wow, he was spinning trying to get in, and 3 classical Rams came up and hauled him down, preventing him from getting into the end zone. I thought the second or third effort were going to get him in there, but he was denied.
Stop by number 6,
Ishmael Johnson in on the stop. I also thought Chase Bono was there as well for Ishmael Johnson with a stop. Prevents a touchdown there. The ball rests just about at the 1-yard line, maybe a little bit inside the 1. Ball hash mark, far side left. Morency, quarterback keeper, straight ahead. No indication yet. Big
looks like
pile.
Looks like he dove under the pile.
And it's a touchdown. Morency with a second touchdown, both on keepers, this time from 1 yard out.
Well, Dim has defeated Peabody 14-7 in a totally dominant game. Again, Peabody only had 26 snaps and 84 yards of total offense, a smothering defense from the Davis Falcons tonight. The win moves them to number 3 in Division 2A, so that Coach Terrio will be very pleased with that. Matt Andreas had 145 yards of offense, most of it in the second half.
Here is the point after kick by Sam Perry to be held, the snap to be held by Morency. It's held, the kick is up, it's in the air, and it's through for the point after.
Is good.
So Luke Samperi,
number 7,
is perfect. 2
Luke
for 2.
Samperi.
And it's 14-7. Beverly up on top.
I don't know if it's been the conditions, but that was
Beverly
his shortest extra point kick of the year that I've seen.
As far as how far it went after it left the foot. It went, you're right. Well, we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews flavors of the fall today.
Beverly to kick off to Lynn Classical, second quarter. Panthers now leading 14-7 after trailing 7-0 to start the game. Samperi's kick, he booms it all the way down to the 1 yard line. Fielded there by Chase Bono, or Alex Pedro rather, up to the 10, 15, out to the right, 20, 25. Smothered down by 2 Panthers at about the 29 or 30 yard line. So a nice return for Alex Pedro. Pedro, senior. Related to the legendary Pete Pedro of Lynn.
Oh, what a great guy. I've known Pete for years. Salt to the universe. You don't talk, you can't think of a better person than Pete Pedro and all the work he has done throughout the years on behalf of kids, whether it's coaching or counseling. Pete has been the man.
Classical offense out with quarterback Matt Loria out of the shotgun. They shift on the count. It's a tight look. No wideouts here. Loria hands off to the halfback Rivera, pounding ahead for 5 yards out to the 34. Line of scrimmage originally was the 29.
Lynn Classical carry.
Christian Sanfilippo of Gloucester, Rivera. Again, as I mentioned before, is heading towards breaking the all-time Gloucester rushing record. Tonight, He has 11 carries for 155 yards. This is in the first half. He has touchdown runs of 46, 17, and 64 yards. And Gloucester is leading Saugus 21-7 in the second quarter. He may get the record tonight if he keeps his pace up.
So that means Andreas then went over 1,000 yards tonight then rushing. Unless he, some of them might have been catching, but I would think in tonight's weather they were probably got enough on the ground. This is it the quarterback, Loria, keeping it on the fake hand? Yeah, Loria keeps it. He's out to the 39. He's very close to the first down. Matt Loria is big, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He can run and pass. And right there, he just got himself a first down. Matt Loria.
Yeah, if Andreas' yardage is on the ground, and as we can assume with the weather, it probably is. He needed 97 yards to break 1,000, so he has done that. And I believe Christian Sanfilippo will also have gone over 1,000 yards as he was at 800 plus. Let me get my newspaper
first,
out here.
First down for Classical at their own 39-yard line. Loria hands off to Chase Bono. Wing coming back to the middle from the right side.
Two,
dives up the middle,
Chase
down
Bono.
Up to the 45, 47. That'll be good for about 7 yards, setting up a second down and 3.
Well, he got shot out of the cannon on that play, Bill. He was beyond the line of scrimmage in a flash. Good Beverly recovery defensively to bring him down because he hit that so quickly.
Yeah,
he stunned the offense.
5'10", 175-pound senior. Rivera back after the injury back last week and again, of course, back tonight. 5'9", 170-pound senior. Those guys seeing a lot of the action. Carrying the football for Classical High School. Loria out of the shotgun, has one half back to his left side. It's Bono. Direct snap to Loria. He keeps it, goes charging ahead for 1 yard, but then he's met by a wall of Panthers.
Rams carry by number 12.
So Loria gets one.
Nice play by defensive tackle Jack Veal, senior for Beverly. He grabbed Loria right as he crossed the line of scrimmage and wouldn't let go, and the help arrived in the shape of about four or five white Beverly Panther jerseys to wrap him up and minimize that game. Christian Sanfilippo stands at 996 yards with his offensive total so far as we have it. And if he's touched the ball in the last couple of minutes, I'm sure he's already busted 1,000 yards.
Yep.
And I think he'll be the first Gloucester football player to have busted 2,000 yards in two consecutive seasons.
It'll be a third down and 2 for Classical High School from just shy of midfield. They run it off the right side of the line. Looks like the surge is enough for a first down, but just barely. Got a yard to spare, so a 3 yard gain for the Rams.
Marcus
Rivera going into the crowd, into the Panther den there, and coming up with the first down. Classical has the ball at the Beverly 49.
Classical is playing very, very well tonight. It is a spirited effort on their part. They're playing some serious football. The running is hard. The execution on the offensive line has been good. They're playing toe-to-toe with Beverly.
Now they have a wideout going. I think that's David Barnard, wideout to the far side right. Loria out of the shotgun, pitches it off on the right to Rivera. Turns the right corner, breaks one tackle, has 5 yards, has almost 10 as he slices his way down the right sidelines to about the 40.
Beverly had a chance on the far side of the field before Rivera turned up to tackle him for about a 2 yard loss. Tackle was not made, and he turned and he had the sideline all to himself. And again, gained that 12 yards for the first down.
First down to the 39. 11 yard gain for Rivera. 5.5 minutes to play, first half. Lynn Classical and Beverly. Beverly leading now 14-7. They've scored the last two touchdowns. Kevin Morency with two quarterback keepers. One in the first quarter from 2 yards out, and the second quarter touchdown was from 1 yard out to opposite end zones. Classical driving to the end zone to our left here from the 39. Loria hands off Pedro. Wing left coming back right. Goes around the right end, has 9 yards on the carry, setting up a second and one. A nice gain there for Alex Pedro. Now 5 minutes to play, first half. And so the playoffs are next weekend. So some thinking is that a Beverly win tonight would allow them to have a host a game next Saturday at Hurd Stadium in Beverly. Nothing sure here, but that's what some folks are saying. And
yeah,
a loss here, though, would throw things up, make things a little bit different for them, make it a little more undecided. Here it is a second down and one, and the play is stopped. A procedure call coming against Classical High School. So instead of a second and one now, they'll have a second and six. Loria going over to talk to Coach Tim Phelps. Get the play call. Traffic is still a mess across the way with the Boston Street closure here due to the power line down on Boston Street. That did impact our situation here as the lights went out about 10, 15 minutes before kickoff here tonight. Game was delayed a little bit because of that, but fortunately the power came back on. People thought a transmitter blew as well over by the stadium condos. But we're back here, third down, second down and six, and it's a run play. Loria keeping it, gets 3 yards inside the 35 to about the 33.
Matt Loria.
Here is a third down and a long three for Loria and Lynn Classical High School.
Big play here for Classical with 3:48 left. Maintain control of the ball to run out the half, not give Beverly another chance to get down the field. And potential tying score in front of him. And it's a good 3 yards. That's, as they say in the business, Bill, a long three.
To start the second half, Beverly would get the football to start the second half here. Beverly kicked off to open up tonight's game. One possession game right here. Loria with Chase Bono to his right side in the backfield. And now everybody shifts. Bono goes to the left side. Alex Pedro is winged out to the right side. The give is to Bono. Comes to the right side. He's ripped down at the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there by the Beverly defense.
Classical carry by number two.
They wrapped him up.
Chase.
Yeah, Beverly snuffed that out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Panther white shirts over at the point of the tackle. So everybody flooded to the ball immediately.
Kyle Chouinard on the tackle. He got in there, made the big play. Chouinard defensively for Beverly High School. Give him credit on that. It'll set up a fourth down and a short five, a long four for Beverly. They need to get the ball just inside the 30, and the ball is resting just outside the 33.
Well, I want to congratulate my former student, Christian Sanfilippo. He has just broken the all-time Gloucester rushing record. He has gone over 1,000 yards. He just tore off a 78-yard touchdown run with less than 2 minutes to go in the half.
Rivera, halfback right side. The give is to Loria. Gives to the wing, Pedro, coming right from the left side. He turns the corner, has the first down to the 27.
Oh, big play there.
Yeah.
Big play there for the Glasgow Rams to continue this drive.
Carry by number four, Alex. The Pistol, Pedro, good for a Classical first down.
Pete Pedro was nicknamed the Pistol. His, what is it? I guess it's his uncle, if I'm not mistaken, or great uncle or something like that. Pete Pedro.
Tremendous. Adam went down to Texas El Paso.
Yeah.
And played his college football.
The ball is at the, a very nice guy too, great guy, Pete Pedro. As you were saying, 27-yard line is where the ball is. And we are at Manning Field and Lynn. First down here for Classical High School. If it's raining, it's raining very lightly here. Kind of a misty situation
here.
Yeah,
you can see it in the lights.
Here's Loria giving it, faking the handoff, going around. No, he does handoff, but he was a lead blocker turning the left corner. And it was Bono in the backfield, gets dropped for a loss. So it's a little misdirection there, but it didn't fool Beverly.
No, Beverly was right on it. I don't know if he handed it off to Marcus Rivera, who handed it off to Bono, but Loria made the handoff, then he went right out to pick off the outside linebacker. And all of a sudden, the play was made behind the line of scrimmage at almost the 32-yard line. Christian Sanfilippo, to keep you updated, has now rushed for, at this point, 2,567 yards. On the evening, he has 12 carries, 233 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And none of them have been 1-yard runs. Again, as I mentioned before, 46, 17, 64, and now 78 yards. So he is one of the top backs in the conference, he and Matt Andreas.
Beverly, rather Classical, going with the wide out look for the first time here tonight. They've got two wide outs, far side right, two near side left, and Loria in the backfield. The fake handoff, and he keeps it up the middle, untouched, all the way down to the 20, to the 10, running left to the 5, to the 10, and into the end zone for a touchdown. Loria from 33 yards out.
Great read on the read option. He faked to Rivera. He put it right in his gut. Beverly bit. Everybody moved to their left, and he cut back against the grain. He was untouched. Once he broke the line of scrimmage, there was nobody there to have a chance to make a tackle on him. So Glasgow takes advantage of some gritty line play. They got the first down. They chunked it out bit by bit, and then they had the big play. So they're right back in it.
Ishmael Johnson to attempt the point after kick. Laurier to hold. Uprights to our left. The ball is fielded on the ground, picked up and teed up, and Ishmael Johnson drives it through.
The extra point attempt is good.
It's good, and we're tied at 14. Matt Laurier, what Laurier did on that touchdown on the keeper was kind of like a quarterback draw. He play action, held the football, and timing-wise, everyone kind of collapsed away from him, thinking that he did hand the football off and that he didn't have the football. And then he took off and found it wide open straight down the middle.
Wow. What a great call by the coaching staff to run that play. It was executed perfectly. You got the defense to bite exactly the way you want them to when you draw that play up. And Beverly paid the price. And, you know, you look at the Panthers coming onto the field, Bill. You know, they're a little shocked at the results right now.
1 minute, 37 seconds to play in the first quarter. We are tied at 14, Beverly and Lynn Classical, here on MSO News Sports. Earlier tonight, Danvers defeated Peabody in a video game here on MSO. Was that 14-7 the final, or was it 21?
22-7. Masco and Triton are 8-8. With 14 seconds to go in the half, so I'm going to make that a halftime score.
You're just going to make it a halftime
score?
I'm
figuring nothing's going to happen.
Oh, okay. I guess round the clock. You know, the seconds do matter, Tim.
That's true, Bill.
But saying it's close to halftime, I think folks can handle that.
Yeah, I think they can go to the fridge now.
There you go. All right, here's the Classical kickoff. Ishmael Johnson hammers it way in the air, lands at the 4, and is kicked kind of into the end zone. Now fielded by Beverly. They've got to run it out of the end zone to the 5, to the 10, out to the 12, and the returner is down at the 13-yard line, or 12. Was that Chouinard on the return, or?
Yes. Last man up. It looks like the...
It looks like they're marking some yardage off here.
Classical tackle by number 26,
oh, no,
Jesse Young.
Young credited with the tackle, as you heard there. And they're not mocking off yards. They're just keeping the ball dry. Kind of, and they're shy of the 20, so it'll be a first down for Beverly at their 17 with a minute 29 to go. So now we may see Beverly put the ball in the air. But you don't want to make a mistake on a night like this either. Tie football game. Here's Morency handing off. Running back coming near side right. 20, 25, 30. Enough for the first down. About a 12 or 13-yard game for the
Beverly
Panthers.
Carry by number 84.
Hugh Callis with the ball. Carry. But we're having... We go back and forth on it's Hugh Callis, Hugh Callis. And I asked him earlier this year, and he says, Callis. You guys are saying Callis, right? You're not saying anything. Okay.
Time out, Beverly.
Coach Morency says Callis this evening in the pregame show.
When I talked to you, he said Callis.
Yeah, he said Callis. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Callis because I got that directly from Hugh himself.
The Bebkim producer here who's... we looked at him, and he just did the hands up. I have no idea. So whatever he's going by that week is what we call him. He's enjoying his production seat here, Bill, isn't he?
Man, you're hands-on, aren't you?
He's, oh my gosh, here. He's got total control of the situation.
He's like Rick Moore. I mean, look at a position like that.
No, Bill. Papowski.
Oh, there you go.
It's Bill Papowski. He's got Bill's job.
Ball at I know he works hard before the game and after the game, and you know.
He's monitoring.
Somebody's got to be in charge here. Here's a pass downfield for Callis.
Oh, where's the hole?
Incomplete. And there's a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Callis was down. Hugh Callis was down. There was a defender there, and they're saying there was a There was interference as well.
Well, he nearly tore the 84 off his shirt.
Cameron Green defending down there, one of the defenders for Classical.
It was a good pass, and he had a hold of the shirt for about 5 yards. He literally had it pulling it out of his pants. It was flying in the wind, and he broke away. And he almost made the catch. It would have been spectacular.
You know, if he had caught that ball, because it was a time play. So he's coming down up the right sidelines, up near midfield. And that's about where the ball was going to come down into his hands if it was timed right. And I think that is a good penalty to take right there, to be honest with you. Because in high school football, you mark it off from the line of scrimmage, not from the point of contact. So the ball's at the 40. It's a first down for Beverly. Minute 12 to play, first half. Here's a run play for the Panthers coming near side. It's a Beatty to midfield down to the 45. It's about a 14, 15-yard gain for Beverly. So that's a big gain for Beverly. So a Beatty carries the ball. But Hugh Callis, if he had caught that ball, I don't think there would have been anyone that could have stopped him. There might have been somebody around them that could bump him, but he is so big and so strong, I don't think they would have brought him down.
No, I don't think so.
He had already had his inertia headed to the end zone.
Oh, yeah. And the player chasing was pulling on his jersey, had lost all sort of coordination in his run. He would have stumbled, and you had all the momentum, and there was no safety in the area to try to bring him down. Christian Sanfilippo has scored his fifth touchdown of the half. It was at least 32 yards. He has 265 yards in the first half, and Gloucester leads 36-7 over Saugus. I think he may have the rest of the night off.
Just so you folks know, we are actually doing the Beverly Classical game here tonight. Okay.
I mean, this is a night of such an accomplishment for the young man. It has to be given due notice.
Well, it's a penalty call here. The ball was a first down for Beverly at the 45 of Classical. Not sure what the call is here, unless it's a timeout. Could possibly just be a timeout, but I thought I didn't see a flag. So it might just be a timeout with a minute 5 to go here in the first half. Tie game at 14, Beverly and Lynn Classical. Official will place the football down at the 45 in Classical territory. Big game at Triton tonight. Masco there. Now Hugh Callis is a wideout near side right. Two wideouts to the right. Three to the left. Morency out of the shotgun. Fires it out on the left side. Chouinard with a catch on the line of scrimmage. But he's taken down right away. I think Chase Bono was there for the tackle, the hit, and the takedown for Classical High School. No gain. Might have been lost 1 yard on that.
Now the side judge is giving him the line of scrimmage. I mean, he was hit as soon as he caught the ball. I thought Morency was going to go deeper down the far sideline, as he did have a receiver open in that area, but he went short instead. Now, in the name of fairness, Bill, I'm going to give you another score other than Gloucester.
All right, great. Okay.
Duxbury 28, Hingham nothing.
Oh, that doesn't count. Okay. That doesn't count.
It doesn't count? It's kind of my innocuous score of the night. I haven't done that much this season.
I think Ishmael Johnson got credit for that tackle for Classical High School. So there's no gain on that. Second down 10 for Beverly. Two wideouts, far side left, three near side right. Morency looks to the right, fires over the middle. It's knocked down incomplete. Batted and almost tipped and intercepted there. Cameron Green knocked it down, and Barnard was almost there to pick off that deflection. David Barnard, the sophomore, a linebacker, dropping back. So it clanked off Green. He knocked it down.
Cameron Green.
50 seconds to play, first half. Ball at the 45, third and 10 for Beverly.
John Gonzalez of Winthrop is having a career night tonight. 100 yards in the first quarter, three TDs in the first half. Winthrop leading Swampscott 20-7 at the half.
Ooh, that's down in East Boston.
Yes.
Here is a third and 10 for Beverly from the Classical 45. Two wideouts near side right, one running back behind the quarterback, Morency, who's right up behind center. He drops the pass, fakes a pass, now screens it out on the left side for Callis. He runs quickly out to the left side, has 5 yards, cut down short of the first down. He's inside the 40 at the Classical 39, it appears.
Beverly pass caught by number 4, Hugh Callis.
Ball with 41 seconds to play in the first half is placed at the 40, so it's a clean 4th and 5 here for Beverly. Tie game, 14-all. Again, if you're in the area, and not that you'd be coming to the game now because it's almost halftime, but if you know anybody headed down Boston Street in Lynn, tell them to avoid it. Because
I
hope this traffic is not here in another hour or so here.
Yeah, if you're coming through William Square and you need to get down into this area, take a right on Parkland Avenue and come down via Walnut Street. If you need to get down to the Franklin Street area of Boston Street, it's just not worth it. Because you're going to get rerouted at the... It used to be called the Lingate Plaza.
Hey, you know what I just noticed here? Yeah, it is the Lingate Plaza.
Still?
But the,
okay.
No, it's the the lights are now off at the Wendy's and the Burger King.
Ooh.
So all those lights were on before, but now they're off. We had a power failure here earlier.
I heard the lights are going out in Georgia, too.
That was... who sang? That was... what's her name?
Oh, I know.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
I can hear her voice. I got to try
Vicky Carr. Vicky Carr? No, not Vicky Carr. Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence, yes.
Vicky Lawrence.
Yeah, wow, Bill. Pulled that one out of the hat.
There you go. 41 seconds to go. First half. Timeout now is ending. So basically what we're saying is Boston Street, just avoid Boston Street. If you're going through Lynn, Western Avenue might be the choice. I assume that looks that's good to go. But, man, right here along the stadium across the way, there's just traffic is all backed up. And I see cars going up Boston Street headed toward Wyoming Square. So it, actually, they're driving on that part, but they're not going past Boston Street towards the Stop and Shop. Here's Morency to throw on fourth and five over the middle of the pass. It's a catch at the 20. Receiver breaks free, runs into the end zone. Touchdown.
Wow.
40-yard touchdown. Pass, catch, and run, and score.
Well, he broke out of the tackle about the 15-yard line, Bill. They had a chance for him. They had a grip of the was that
Sam Abatey.
Abatey. Well, Beverly got a big play there. It looked like it was just going to be enough for the first down and extend the play, but he spun around, broke the grab on the shirt, and marched into the end zone. Big play. 32 seconds left in the first half for the Beverly Panthers. And Perry will come on for the extra point.
That's the first passing touchdown tonight to the uprights to our right. Snap is good. The tee is there. There's a flag down. Could be an offside here against Classical. The kick is good, and it is offside against Classical, so that'll be declined. And Beverly scores with just 32 seconds to play in the first half to take a 21-14 lead here with just seconds to go until halftime.
Beverly 21, Lynn Classical 14.
Well, you thought a moment ago that Classical would be finally catching a break, scoring late in a half, tying a game up. But they allowed Beverly to march the field and score with just 32 seconds left.
North Reading and Newburyport locked in at 0-0 tie here. Burlington over Wilmington, 14-0. I'll gather these scores and I'll have them for you at halftime.
We'll hold you to that.
All right.
Sam Abatey coming in here with two touchdowns. Got his third. Kevin Morency with his 10th touchdown pass of the year right there for the Panthers. 32 seconds, and Sam Perry to kick off. Left to right. Line drive kick lands at the 23. Skims down to the 10. Pass the returner down into the end zone. And kicked around there, and now run back out. Or no, not run back out, and taken down in the end zone. I believe it's a safety.
I saw the indication from the side judge. He did indicate a safety.
I saw the indication from one of the Beverly players. Oh, man.
It skipped. It went into the end zone. He went to pick it up. He lost it again. It went towards the far sideline. It almost went out of bounds, but he managed to pick it up quickly. The side judge was the referee was actually the official back there who watched the sideline, and he did pick it up while it was still in play. And then he had to try to get out of the end zone. It looked like he was going to make it, Bill, but all of a sudden, Beverly was just there to slam the door shut, and they tackled him within about a half a yard of the goal line of getting out of the end zone. But Beverly picks up two more points before the half ends. 21 seconds left, and they extend the lead to 23-14.
Hard kick by Sam Perry. He had that line drive kick, as we mentioned, skimming from the 23 and kind of ball on the side, and the receiver touched it outside the goal line and then went into the end zone. Are they waving that off?
No, it can't be.
I think they might be.
He never got out of the end zone. He did not get out of the end zone.
No, maybe not.
They're finding something new to Coach Marinci over there. Well, according to Mike Wonkum at CVB, there's been over 300 lightning strikes in the last half an hour in central Massachusetts, and it's a heavy, heavy band of showers in the Leominster area. That is just the entire width of the state that are heading this way. So the second half may get a little questionable in terms of being able to complete it if that weather makes its way here. It's not looking good.
Well, they're putting the ball down at the 30, and the classical offense is out there.
And they did take the points off the board.
All right, so they just did that. Okay. So,
ladies and gentlemen, the safety was changed.
Scratched the safety, so it's a touchback. It'll be a first down for classical, and they put the knee down to get the clock going to end the first half, and that'll do it.
I don't understand that at all, because he touched the ball. It went into the end zone. He had to pick it up and run it out and didn't make it out.
All right. Well, the half comes to an end with a one-touchdown difference here. It is Beverly 21, Lynn Classical 14 here on MSONewsSports.com. Scores and some great guests coming up possibly here at the half. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Soccer Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back. We're at the half here at Manning Field in Lynn. Can you hear me on those things there?
I certainly can.
Well, Tim is here, so we're all set here. Three mics and three men. All right.
Oh, wow.
Mike Grenier from the Salem News, retired Salem News, is here with us, back for a special assignment for the paper tonight.
Well, Phil Stacy keeps calling me back. Done a series of Friday night games. I told him as soon as that temperature gets below like 75, I'm out for the season, you know.
Water's not impacting you.
That's right, that's right.
So much for retirement.
Yeah, exactly. but this is an enjoyable game, guys. As you know, I thought Beverly was a bit lackadaisical coming out. That's why they gave up a 70-yard kickoff return and immediately fell behind 7-0. And then they generated some offense and eventually took the lead. And fortunately, on that great fourth down call, Morenci passes the ball to a Beatty, 40-yard touchdown. And, you know, they have a slim lead here, 21-14. I would no more say that Lynn Klaskel is out of this game than call the Patriots ever out of a game. You know, in other words, like, I think Beverly is sort of keeping them in the game. Lynn Klaskel has been able to move the ball pretty much the entire half. Right, guys?
Klaskel has played, to me, the best game of the season. They don't look like a 1-5 team right now.
Right,
they're executing the plays. I mean, the play by Laurie.
Oh, Laurie,
on the
touchdown,
the read. Oh my God! I mean, Beverly totally bit on the fake.
Absolutely.
To Rivera, and he was wide open down the left side of the field.
That's right. And you know, one of the Lynn Klaskel's touchdown drives lasted a little over 7 minutes, like 7 minutes and 10 seconds. So that tells you they're controlling the line of scrimmage and they're executing their plays, like you said.
Yep.
And they have sort of Beverly back on their heels, you know.
Yep.
And it's a game that probably Beverly thought. Might have come in here thinking the game was already won, and as you find out in high school football, that's never the case.
Well, last week against Marblehead, Klaskel actually moved the ball better last week than they had the previous week against the best defense in the Northeastern Conference in Marblehead, with Marcus Rivera back in the lineup. That was a big plus. So, and he's, of course, playing here tonight, so that's a huge plus.
Yeah, and for Coach Phelps, you know, it's signs of what you've been trying to accomplish all year long.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't had the wins, but the quality of play is increasing. Unfortunately, you play well against a Marblehead, but you've got to play your absolute best, and they have to be off. And Marblehead just hasn't been off this year.
Right, right. But I've been impressed with, you know, obviously it's my first time seeing Klaskel. I've been impressed. You know, I came in with the impression that they would get blown out tonight. And it's certainly right in the game. I'm sure their coaching staff is upset that they gave up a touchdown with just 32 seconds left in a half on a 4th-and-5 play, I think it was. So I'm sure they, you know, they would feel they'd be like it should be tied. They probably think it should be tied. So they want to take they don't want to discuss that at halftime, that the late touch. They want to come out positive and get going again and try to tie this game. But I'd say Beverly right now it's not the safest of leads, not the way they're playing.
No, and you know, it wasn't for the great play by Beatty, who just spun out of
that
shirt tackle.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure one of the things Coach Phelps is going to say, forget the shirt, go for the ankle, go for the knee.
That's right.
Bring him down because, you know, Beverly would have been first and 10 at about the 10 or 15 yard line.
Right.
When he pulls out of that play, that runs out the clock. Now you're still tied going into halftime, and all the momentum is yours because you've made a big stop. Now, as you said, you've got to forget that last touchdown. Come out and remember what you did when you first got the ball.
That's right.
To open the game up was get down and stuff it down their throats.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, people don't want to know about this football. They want to know what you're up to. So what else are you up to these days,
you know,
Mike, in retirement?
There's a lot. You know, it's funny. Like I said, Phil Stacey keeps calling me back, the Sports Editor of Salem News, and Michael Carter Williams, our guy.
Do you have caller ID, Mike?
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, obviously Michael Carter Williams just got traded from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's from Hamilton, Massachusetts, of course. And, you know, it's in his fourth year, and he just got traded from the Milwaukee Bucks to the Chicago Bulls. And I'm sure I'll be at the Boston Garden. We used to call it the Boston Garden. We don't go with this TD North,
TD
Santander Bank. Right, exactly. And he'll be at the Garden on November 2nd, so I'm sure I'll be doing that game. And other than that, Bill, you know me for a long time. I've been following Bruce Springsteen around the country this year. I'm up to 224 shows now.
My gosh.
224 shows since 1977. So that's been a great year in that respect. And of course,
How many times have you seen Springsteen this year?
This year, 14. 14 times this year. He played
I didn't even know he played that often.
Oh, yeah. He kind of did the entire Eastern. Yeah, he did the entire nation, actually. We went to Penn State. We went to Oklahoma City. My wife and I went to Dallas. And, you know, we went to Pittsburgh. We went to, you know, Baltimore. So we did a little bit of the circuit, the Eastern Seaboard mostly.
Oh,
man. Is your wife as big a Springsteen fan as you are?
Not quite as, you know, when we had a child 30 years ago, and she missed some shows at that point. But of the 224 I've been to, she has missed. She's probably gone to about 160 or so. I've been to 224, and my wife actually met Springsteen a week and a half ago. He did a book signing and photo opportunity, and she went up to Springsteen. My wife did. My wife Eileen, my wife of 44 years, and she said to Bruce, "I'm not the one who should be here. My husband should be here. because he's seen you 224 times. And Springsteen looked at her and says, "That's incredible."
Yeah.
My wife simply said, "No, you're incredible."
So now he doesn't know you. Mike Bruce Springsteen does not know. He must know you by now.
I wear a certain hat that I've had literally for 40 years. And sometimes I'm in the so-called pit, which is close to the stage.
Yeah.
And Springsteen has recognized the hat. And sometimes he gives me a little shout out.
Okay.
You know, so he does recognize. He doesn't know me personally. He doesn't offer me cigarettes or candy or anything like that. But, you know, he's recognized me in the crowd.
That's nice.
It is
wow.
very nice. It is
and the
nice.
Other one is Notre Dame. Have you
Notre
been
Dame
out to
football.
Notre Dame this year?
Yeah, no, they haven't been to a game yet this year. But they're having a horrible year, as we know. 2-5 as they go into the game tomorrow. So they're just falling off the map. But I still love to go to Notre Dame games. No question about it.
How safe is Brian Kelly's job?
Brian Kelly, here we are. Local kid, right?
Yep.
St. John's Prep. And there's been a lot of hubbub about his job security this year. It's hard to tell with these big schools. You know, some schools fire a guy after 3 weeks. Some schools wait the entire... I would think he'll have... they've had a couple of years. They've had a phenomenal year. I would think they'll give him a mulligan this year. That's just my take on it. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But we're seeing Beverly stretch right now. And I'm sure that Coach Morenci probably gave them a very stern talking to at intermission, I would think. Huh, guys?
Yeah. No, I would think so, yeah. So... you know, they've traditionally this year have been a better second half team than a first half team, but we'll see what happens how that plays out.
Yeah,
here.
I've been impressed. Chouinard's had a pretty good first half, and Beatty's had a tremendous first half. Somewhere around I had him for about 65 yards rushing, and of course he had a 40-yard catch for the touchdown too. So he's got a major day here.
Up in Gloucester, Christian Filippo has broken Connor Russell's all-time leading rushing record. He had runs of 46, 17, 64, 78, 32-yard touchdown in the first half alone.
The first half alone.
First half alone. He's run for 265 yards.
Wow. That's.
I mean, he's just had an incredible evening. Yeah. He's up to 2,619 yards.
Wow.
To this point in the season, and Gloucester got the ball back to start the third quarter, so I imagine he's already added more.
That's phenomenal for that kid. That's just absolutely great. But all we know right now is that Manning Bowl, obviously, with the power outage we had, we noticed a lot of traffic building up on the local streets because they blocked off some of the main. So if anybody's coming into Lynn, avoid Boston Street, I'm told. You won't even be able to get down Boston Street.
No.
It looks like traffic's tied up in the neighborhood here. And we might be faced with that heading out of here.
Oh, man, I was thinking of that an hour ago. This is, but I said, well, it can't be that bad.
But having grown up in Lynn, I know how to get out of
here. Oh, yeah. we'll just follow you.
Yeah, I think some other people might know how to get out of here, and that's why it's all backed up, Tim.
Yeah,
but see, those of you that really don't know.
I don't know.
Having driven for UPS and living in the city, I know a lot more back roads than
they. Well, you know, I tell you, too, I think, guys, there's been a lack of I'm impressed with the fact that it's been raining very hard at times, and it really haven't been any turnover. It's been a well executed game on a wet night where the ball is often very slippery. It makes the passing game almost an afterthought on nights like tonight. But certain plays have been executed pretty well.
Yeah, so I think they've picked their spots where they're not trying to pass in the driving rain. It's let up. You get a drier ball. Let's go with the pass play because you're going to have a better run down the sideline. Cal's almost made a great play right down in front of us on that interference call.
Yeah.
If he was able to break free a second earlier and compose himself, I thought he was going to pull that in.
Well, I don't know about you guys. I think we're fortunate to even have a game, considering the power outage came at like 10 minutes to 7.
Yeah, right.
And there was talk that maybe they were going to have to postpone the game.
Sure.
And sure enough, the lights came on like 7:05 or so, and it took a few minutes for them to warm up. But I think we're fortunate that these kids are able to play. I'm sure the kids love playing. The coaches want to play on a Friday night and get this game and then do their normal planning. So I think we're fortunate that we have a game going here.
Hey, Mike, last question from me. Celtics, what do you think this year?
Celtics will be good. They're not in that elite class, I don't think, at all. You know, obviously, acquiring Horford is a tremendous move. But I think and with Isaiah Thomas, they have some really good pieces of the puzzle. I don't think the puzzle's complete yet, though. I would think they'll be, you know, maybe a second round NBA, depending who they get in the second round of the NBA playoffs. I think they might advance beyond that if they get the type of matchup they need.
All right.
What positional player are they missing? Because, I mean, they've got a lot of young athletic guys that are interchangeable.
Right.
What one positional player do they seem to be missing that puts them over the top, that they need that, you know, that premier player?
That's a great question. I just think they need some additional scorers. I mean, Marcus Smart is a 35% field goal percentage guy his first two seasons. Jaylen Brown, the young rookie, has great energy, but he's not a great shooter. I think they need some surefire scoring from a second and a third source other than Horford.
Is that why they brought Jefferson back?
They brought Jefferson back?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? He's long in the tooth now, though.
I know. That's
he's long in the tooth now. But he was a tremendous scorer when he was first here. And if they can get that inside presence from him, good. But I guess we're ready to go, guys.
Yeah, we've got
to
step aside here.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike. Mike, great seeing you.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang in there with us. Second half just about to begin.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at the Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews, flavors of the fall today. MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Three. Kevin Flaherty.
Oh. It was here. You must have grabbed it.
Mike Renner just popped back here looking for his glasses case. Okay.
All right, so Mike Wonkum again is lots of lightning and flooding. Winds up to 60 miles an hour inside the 495 belt. So weather is on its way, folks. Whether it's here before the end of the game, we won't know. I'm going to start giving you some halftime scores as we have them. Beverly's in the huddle to begin the...
Yeah, let me just tell the folks what happened here. We had the kickoff. There was a flag, but they're going to decline, I think. And so Beverly gets the football at their 41 to start the second half. And they run right away. Chouinard straight ahead. First down yardage, possibly over midfield, down to the 48 of Lynn Classical.
Chouinard has been the go-to guy tonight in the Beverly offense. And I'm just thinking, Bill, you know the guy that we have not called tonight is Flaherty.
Johnson.
We have not called Flaherty's name. And also, I don't know if he is nicked up. He's on the bench, but Chouinard has done the bulk of the ball carrying tonight, and as well as a Beatty. Okay, so we gave you the Danvers Peabody final 22-7 earlier. Marblehead 22-0 over Lynn English at the half.
Run play, Beatty out of the tailback spot, hits off the left side of the line down to the 40. A 9-yard gain for Sam Abadie of Beverly.
All right, continuing at halftime scores. Salem Revere 7-7 at the half. Winthrop all over Swampy 22-7 at the half. Gloucester 42-7 over Sauk. As they scored on an opening possession, a 19-yard run by Nick Filo. Triton Masconomet 8-8.
Newburyport, North Reading, 0-0 at the end of three. Georgetown, 21-0 over Ipswich. Manchester Essex, our last score was 6-6. Whittier Essex Tech was 0-0. Melrose over Woburn, 14-13 at the half. Burlington over Wilmington, 14-0 at the half. We've got a few more to give you after this play.
They go to the three-man stack eye on second down and one, and it is Abatey taking the handoff out of the tailback spot. Comes around right in, gets 3 yards, enough for the first down, into classical territory at the 36.
You know, nice run by Abatey because he waited for Nick Shares as his lead blocker to get out there and pick off the linebacker coming up, and he cut back up behind him and was able to get those positive yards. If he had tried to string it out to the sideline, he probably might not have gotten anything near that amount of yardage.
21-7, Beverly is leading Lynn Classical. Classical scored the first touchdown in tonight's game. 21-14, my stand corrected. 21-14 is our score. But it is Beverly with the 21 points. Again, pitch play now this time. Chouinard going left side, tries to get by a blocker, does so, turns the corner, has about 4 yards down near the 31. If he has the 31, he has 5 yards.
Yeah, he got caught down. He got dragged down by the pursuit.
Marcus Rivera.
And Marcus Rivera, again, was the man who chased him down, didn't give up on the pursuit, chasing him across the field. Reading over Arlington, 24-0 at the half. Everett all over Malden, 43-0. And a couple of games on the South Shore, Whalen was postponed, Natick was postponed in the first quarter of play. They'll pick that up. Both games pick up tomorrow afternoon.
It is a gain of 3 yards, and this is a run play charging off the right side of the line. Beverly's very close to a first down on the Abatey carry down near the 25. I think they'll spot it just. Oh, they're waving the. No, no. Have they moved the. I thought the chains were coming up across the way, but they haven't signaled first down yet. It is a first down, though.
You know, Bill, to your point just before that happened, when we were wrapping up with Mike about Beverly being a second-half team, they are coming out much crisper here in this third quarter on this first drive. The offensive line is just firing out. The handoff is being very quick. It's almost like an up-tempo. Get up to the line, get the snap, get the ball in hand to the running back, and before the defense can react effectively, the offensive line is into their pads and creating openings, and the running backs are hitting them really crispy.
Flag falls, delay of game here against Beverly. It was a first down from the 25 of Lynn Classical.
So much for that up pace.
I'm looking at the radar too, Tim. We look to be right on the edge of some medium rain and some very light rain, but off to the west is some heavier yellows and reds. But right now they're staying well west of us here, so we may be all right for a while, although it looks like the rain will be picking up here shortly.
Yeah, it's not going at an angle. It's in the lights, it's coming straight down, and it is heavier than it was before. Mascanomet has gone ahead 15-14 on a Judge to McGonigal strike with time almost expired in the third quarter. Big game for Masco there and Triton, especially in terms of the seedings. Masco's had just an outstanding season. They lost last week, I believe it was. Again, Masco rising to the challenge here in the latter parts of the league play.
Yeah, a win tonight gives them a piece of that Cape Ann League. And then, of course, depending on what happens with North Reading and Newburyport tonight, that'll be interesting to see how that finally plays out tonight at North Reading. Well, the traffic could possibly be freeing up a little bit here. You would think it would eventually, that people would catch on here. But there's still a jam across the way. I'm hoping that's going to free up here by the end of the game. Now the rain is really coming down.
Yeah, but
here.
For you going home, you're going home the opposite
direction. I'm fine.
You're going out the back.
Except
way.
We can't see that other street.
I'm guessing that
street's not going to be pretty either.
No.
I have a feeling there's some, because people may take a right to go back to the south here. There's Flaherty carrying the football, Tim. Off the left side of the line, down inside the 25 to the 21 or so. Let's see where they mark it. I think that's the first time.
Beverly ball carrier was number 33.
And he's right back off the field.
Yeah. On and off for Kevin Flaherty.
I think Coach tried to sneak him in there, get him a play. He's obviously has some kind of nick, but our coach is just you know, resting him. I don't know. He didn't speak to any kind of injury other than the usual, you know, nicks and bruises that you take throughout the course of the season that begin to add up for some guys.
One possession game right now, but Beverly is in almost to the red zone here, to the 20. Is it a Beatty spinning after getting the handoff and hit after a one-yard gain to the 20 or 19?
Jose Mota had a big hit in the backfield on Abate. He spun him around, and the classical defensive line of linebackers then shut him right down. But good penetration by the...
Actually, that's Dennis Pierce. We have one change here.
Oh.
99 is Dennis Pierce.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. Dennis Pierce made that really good penetration hit. And again, the rest of his linebacking crew, including Alberto Santi Sarita, again, shut that down.
Morenci rolling right, throwing it away. Incomplete pass on third down. So here's a fourth down for Beverly at the 19 of Classical. They have a fourth and four in four down territory. Now, it is a one-possession game. A field goal would make it a two-possession game, and they certainly have the leg of Luke Samperi, who could hit one from this distance, I would think.
Yeah, there's no wind that's really going to affect him. Classical did a very good job. I mean, the whole defense flooded into the zone where Morenci was looking to throw, and he only had two receivers. He had Euclides deep, and I think that it was a Beto on the underside, but there was no way he could drop the ball to either of them.
Well, they're going for it here. Fourth down and four, ball at the 19-yard line. Stack eye formation. That's three running backs up behind the quarterback. They give us to the tailback, who is met and does not get the first down. And Classical has stopped him. Stopped the Beatty. It's going the other way. Classical gets the football on downs.
I thought they would run that wide. That stack has been run very effective when they've gone outside using the two lead backs as blocking backs and sealing off the edge. Surprised he went up inside. Probably thought, try to catch Classical on the over pursuit right away. But Classical linebacker did a great job of moving in and stuffing that play.
David Barnard and Chase Bono credited with the tackle for Classical High School, stopping the run. A gain of 2 yards, but it's a first down now for Classical at the 15. I'm sorry, at the 18-yard line. First down, Classical at their own 18-yard line. So Gloucester's up 49-7, huh? Ooh.
Revere now 28-7.
Here's Rivera taking the handoff, coming around left end, up to the 22. 23 has maybe 5 or 6 yards. Let's see where they spot it. He broke a tackle or spun off a hit, let me put it that way, in the backfield. Could have been a loss, but he ends up making it a 6-yard gain. Second and four.
Gloucester 49-7.
Yeah.
At the end of three. But that Revere score, Revere has DeStefano for Revere has four touchdowns tonight. Great night for him. Congratulations.
What was that? Oh, okay, Revere, yeah.
Revere over Salem, 28-7. That was a big game for Salem as well.
Here's Rivera taking the handoff, halfback right spot. Hits off the left side of the line for 1 or 2 yards, a short gainer. This will set up a third down and three for Classical. Ball will be placed at the 25. Grinding it out of the Rams with 5.5 to play, third quarter. 21-14, Beverly is leading Lynn Classical. Beverly got the ball to start the second half, marched it down inside the 20, but then stalled, lost it on downs, and Classical has it back. Rams out over the ball at center. Quarterback Matt Loria out of the shotgun. They shift on the count. Rivera goes in motion. A handoff to the wing coming back from the right side back to the middle for a one-yard gain. Not enough for the first down. Might have been Bono the ball carrier. Bono is the ball carrier for that very short one-yard gain.
Classical carry by number
Beverly
two.
Defense Chase stiffening Bono. Up here. Against some a few updates of the score. Reading 31-0 over Arlington. Melrose over Woburn 21-13 now. We just gave you the Gloucester score. We gave you Revere over Salem. Marblehead 22-0 over English. We haven't seen anything later, unless, Bill, you have something there.
On the Marblehead English game? No,
yeah.
Nothing. I don't have anything, no. So they're going for it, is Classical. Fourth down and one. They give us to Revere off the right side of the line. Spins. First down. Look out. He's to the 35-40. Chasing down 50. Down to the 40. Running out the outside 30 and out of bounds. chased down by one Beverly defender who angled him off to the sidelines. And Marcus Rivera with a huge run for Classical High School on fourth and one.
Flint Classical's number seven, Marcus Rivera.
To the 22-yard line.
Again, they found Classical has executed that play a couple of times. It's just a quick hitter right over the left guard and tackle, and it's just been a hole the size that you and I could run through side by side, Bill. And he was into that secondary in a flash, and good chase down by the Beverly defender. But boy, I thought that was going to be a quick six. The way he hit that hole.
Classical has a wide tight end, Eric Montoya, to the right side. The give is to Bono, wing left coming back right. He stood up. May have 1 yard. Rain coming down here. You know how I mentioned how I thought the traffic was letting up across the way? It's worse than it has been all night right now.
it's crawling out there.
No, it's all backed up all the way to Boston Street, coming back this way.
Oh.
It was freed up there for a while down that stretch by the Pennyworths.
Now, I'm surprised.
Great night for a tent sale.
Yeah. We don't know if down at the corner of Boston and Broadway, if they have any kind of signage that are alerting people, you can't get past Boston, you can't get past the plaza.
And again, here's Classical down with a second down here, and nine for the Rams. Lauria, team down a touchdown, fakes a handoff, keeps it, runs straight ahead. Might have 5 yards down inside the 20, maybe a second effort to the 18 or 17. So if he has the 17, he has 5 yards. Lauria, the keeper. Again, there was a power outage. We talked about this just prior to kickoff tonight, about 10, 15 minutes before 7 o'clock. And there was a flash. Thought it might have been a transformer over by the stadium condominiums. But then we understood there was a police reported to some folks here that a power line went down on Boston Street. Could have been related to all of that. And then now we have a street closure on Boston Street, and obviously all the traffic is backed up here on the other side of the street here. What is the street here, Tim? I'm blanking out.
I've been trying to remember, Bill, and I can't remember the
name. It's the street that runs parallel to Boston Street. It's behind the where the old Star Market was and the Burger King. Here's Alex Pedro taking the handoff, trying to come around the right end. Can't. Strung out by Beverly. Beverly defense there might have force Pedro to lose 1 yard. So great defense there by Beverly High School.
Yeah, Kyle
setting
Chenard
up a fourth
was the
down.
First one to get to him.
Yeah, Chenard has played so well both sides of the football here tonight for Beverly High School.
Yeah, he's playing with he's playing angry. He has a jacked up level of intensity, but he's got those emotions under control in how he's playing. But it's just emanating itself in just ferocious play.
Classical is trailing 21-14 with a minute 52 to play, third quarter. They have the football now, a fourth down and six from their 18 of Beverly. They need to get down to about the 12. And Lauria out of the shotgun on fourth down. The officials stop the play. Maybe somebody has called a timeout. One of the Beverly players is kneeling down there, but I guess he's okay. Back on defense. That's Johnny Jones. Yeah, he looks fine.
If you're following the teams in the playoffs, the best source of trying to figure out, especially after tonight's games and tomorrow game, is to go to the Boston Herald and go to Jim Clark, who covers high school sports, because he has the best explanation of how the playoff system works and what the ramifications of all tonight's and tomorrow's outcomes will have on the playoff seedings. And I believe it's Sunday they're going to have the things. Let's see, me in.
43. Marblehead won 43-0. All right, so here we go. Fourth down, a big play here for Classical going for it at the 19. And now Lauria rolling out to Pastner, keeping it. He's scrambling back left and right, breaks a tackle to the 20. Still long way to go, and he's down without getting the first down. He fought his way back to the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up 1 yard. He needed six. And now they stall and lose the ball on downs, just as Beverly did here to start the second half. With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, the Panthers get the football back.
Yeah, and both drives ended about the same point, yeah. Bill. Again, both defenses stiffened up. I thought Lowry might just be able to slip away as he cut back against the green. He was coming to the left, and then, oh my God, he's here. I thought you weren't here tonight. Dr. John Hoffman has joined the... Oh, that's okay. You were at the Evercan. That was kind of a mismatch there. Yeah, great game. Good to see you, my friend.
Just so you know, everything from here going to Saugus up to Route 1 along Washington Street, pitch black.
Oh, just okay.
Lights, everything is up.
Wow, because there was a pole that came down here.
Weston Avenue is up. Eastland is up.
Beverly carries restaurants, everything. By number 20. All the way down Washington Street. Huh?
Past
Sacred
Heart Church going into
Sardis.
Okay.
Wow. That's extensive. Again, John Hoffman, the fountain of all knowledge. Okay. Especially Lynn, and especially where it's Lynn related, reporting that Boston Street.
There's a guy driving without his headlights on tonight, too, knowing John. No, he's got him on.
He did that safely. He left the area.
Yeah.
From here, from Boston Street, from the Lingate Plaza all the way down Boston Street to the Saugus line, every business, homes, and everything. Power is out in that area.
Here's Beverly's Morency throwing up field, and it's an incompletion.
Ooh.
To Hugh Callis, or is it a completion? I thought it was a catch. It is a catch, yeah. The official was waving it off, but it looked clearly like a catch at the 35. So a nice rollout by Morency, and he throws it up to the 35 where Hugh Callis goes up in the air and comes down with the football and lands on his tailgate, and that's it. He had to stop right there. Can't get back up after that.
Yeah, I think the side just had his – Cal said it had his back to him, and I think he just misinterpreted the play.
Here is Morency rolling back, and he's under a lot of pressure. Bono chasing him down. He releases it and throws it upfield, an incomplete, up along the Beverly bench on the far side of the field. So just so your folks wondering, the magnitude of the power outage, so this is a significant power outage in Lynn. So imagine you're on Boston Street, which is where the McDonald's and the Burger King, the Wendy's and the Pennyworths are. From there all the way down south of there, no power. And then, of course, if we're looking across the way, I think even the power is gone now from the Burger King because their signs are out and it's all dark across there. But we have the lights on here at Manning Field and Lynn. They did go off.
And John reports one block up, Western Avenue, is fully lit.
Yeah, Western Avenue is okay, I think he's saying. So Western Avenue up to Salem and across in East Lynn is okay. And this is a run play for Beverly on first down from the 35. Maybe a one-yard gain, if that. And that was Chenard, the ball carrier, umpiling. That's the quarter, too. So we'll step aside. Through three, it is Beverly 21, Lynn Classical 14 here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Center. Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Couple more scores have come in from around the area. St. Mary's all over Austin Prep, 40-0. They just continue to roll. Amesbury over Manchester Essex, 24-6.
Here's Morency rolling left side. First down, standing at the line of scrimmage, throws upfield, and there's a catch up at midfield. No, it's dropped incomplete.
Yeah, I thought Abadie had come down with that as well. He'd get up, there was no ball. I don't know what happened to it.
And I just saw a flash here, Tim. I don't know what that flash was. So it's an incomplete pass, and so it's third down here for Beverly. and 10.
Have you seen a Wakefield score tonight? Because they're playing.
No,
at
you know, I was thinking about that. I'm gonna search that one here. I was just thinking about that a minute ago.
I've not seen a Fenwick score.
Fenwick's postponed till tomorrow.
Oh, that's postponed. Okay, thank you.
So that's why you haven't seen a Fenwick score, because there's no
well,
score, there's no game.
Send it in.
Here's the punt for Beverly. Right foot goes into the ball, and comes down at the 22, and there's no return there. Tackle right away there. Good coverage there by Beverly.
Yeah, number three for Beverly, Alex Copeland, senior. Again, great coverage on that special team.
Well, my source, I'm not getting any scores from the one place I was hoping to get it from. No. So we have a one-possession game. We have 10 minutes, 41 seconds to play here in the football game. 21-14 the score. Classical is trailing. We have a 30-minute weather delay. Lightning, 10:42 to play. Masco up 15-14. So that's up in at Triton that game tonight. So they have a weather delay, a lightning weather delay there.
Yeah, it's on its way. Winthrop has 3 minutes to go to win their third game in a row. Revere rather. Winthrop is up 20-7, barring a catastrophic defensive collapse. They will win again.
Classical has the football. Loria out of the direct snap, keeps it, goes straight ahead on the keeper, 30-yard line to the 31, 32. He's very close to the first down.
Did a nice job of picking his way through the defense there.
It is enough for the first down. Picked up about 12 on that.
Yeah, allowed his blockers to open up holes, and he just took his time weaving his way upfield.
So, again, the power outage that we had, the lights went out here. We got a little bit of a late start, but not too bad, all things considered. It looked like for a while there was buzz, as we were talking about at the half with Mike Grenier, that we might not even get this game in tonight, but we are getting it in. But there is a significant power outage in the city of Lynn, or parts of the city of Lynn, tonight. Here's a first down from the 33, Classical football. It is Rivera taking it, coming near side right, 35, dances up to the 40. He gets about 6 or 7 yards, a nifty little run by Marcus Rivera. 5'9", 170 senior.
So a game that went 0-0 through three quarters ends up a 20-8 win for North Reading over Newburyport. So the fourth quarter was an explosion.
Yeah, I just saw that score too. Yeah, 28 North Reading, huh? Well, give Coach Mike Levine and Newburyport a little bit of credit. They certainly were going in there as underdogs. I that would be my take on it.
Yes.
Been a big game for North Reading for sure. It is a second down and three for Classical. Rivera again takes the handoff, and he gives it on the second handoff to Bono. Coming right, 50, 40, down to the 30, and he's ripped down out of bounds.
Boy, Classical's done a really good job with some of the handoff fakes. They've got Beverly guessing as to who's got the ball, and that may even have been a second handoff where Rivera just stood behind the line of scrimmage, and Larry came by and actually handed it off. There was such a mass of people, it's hard to figure out where the handoff has been made. Laurie looks like he hands it off, but he continues to run towards the sideline as if to block. And then suddenly the man from the backfield suddenly springs forward with the ball. So very well designed. They got everybody confused.
Yeah, and Alex Pedro ended up the back, not Bono, coming near side right with a long run to the 34-yard line. First down, Classical High School. Fake give to Rivera. Keeper, Laurie straight ahead. To the 30, four-yard gain.
Again, he continues to do a really good job at that read option, sticking it in the belly and then pulling it back out and heading up the middle.
Understanding, I'm seeing there's lightning in North Andover tonight.
It's moving. The storm itself is moving very, very quickly, according to weather forecasts.
Salem has scored, Tim. I don't know if you got this one. It's now 28-13, 8:31 to play, but Revere is leading 28-13 over Salem. Injured player here, so we'll have a stoppage.
Shrewsbury has nearly 4 inches of rain. That's how hard it's raining in that area out in central Mass. Yeah, and that line of showers, as you say, Bill, that is just moving closer and closer to us. And again, it's just, you know, will this game end before that really heavy stuff gets here?
Earlier tonight, it was in our broadcast video streaming game, Danvers beating Peabody tonight. What was the final there again, Tim, as it turns out?
Which one was that? I'm sorry.
Danvers.
Danvers was 22-7. 22-7. 22-7. So let's, well, we've got this break and play. Just to review the scores. Peabody over, Danvers over Peabody, 22-7. It's 21-14 here. Marblehead, 43-0 over English. 28-13. We just updated Revere over Salem. Winthrop, 28-7. The game closing out probably about 2 minutes left there. 20-7 over Swampscott. Gloucester, big win, big night for Christian San Filippo, 49-7. We haven't seen Prep, Fenwick is Popone, Mary, St. Mary's 40-0 over Austin Prep, Masco 15-14 over Triton. We haven't seen an update there. Again, we just reported 20-8, North Reading over Newburyport. That's a final.
It is a second down and six for Classical High School. Rivera taking the handoff, running left. He's got the first down, but then has his legs cut out from under him. Good tackle there by Beverly, but it's enough for a first down run, about a 7 yard gain for Marcus Rivera.
Yeah, it looks like Sam Abadie came up from the back, his backfield position, and cut him down.
I think it's Chenard, I think, Tim. Yeah, Chenard was the guy that went and cut him down.
I caught the two on the side of the jersey. The numbers are kind of hard to read out when you get on the other side of the field. Georgetown 21-0 over Ipswich, Amesbury 24-6 over Manchester Essex. Haven't had an update on Whittier Essex Tech. That was 0-0.
I got an update here. It says Essex Tech game has been postponed due to lightning and will resume tomorrow at 3:30.
Wow. So, that weather is getting closer to us.
Classical down with a first down at the 23-yard line of Beverly, trailing by the touchdown. Bono on the second handoff has it off the left side of the line for 3, maybe 4 yards, and then he was pushed way back.
Yeah, the wall hit him, and he literally got lifted off of his feet.
Classical carry by
Melrose, 21-13 over Woburn. That was in the third quarter. Burlington, 14-0 over Wilmington was our last score. Reading, 24-0. 31-0 over Arlington. Everett routed Malden tonight, 43-0.
Now we've had three ambulances going by across the way. No, two ambulances and a police car.
Again, you've got no lights down in this area whatsoever across the field.
You have the Winthrop final, 27?
20-7. Yep. That is a final now. Yep. Thank you. I had it within the last 2 minutes of that game. So that's a final.
And here is a second down and 7 for Classical at the 20 of Beverly. One touchdown game here. Classical trying to knot this thing up or take a lead on a 2-point conversion. Laurier on the keeper charges ahead to the 17-yard line. Of course, the Rams are in four-down territory here. This will set up a third down and 4 for Classical. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Playoffs begin next week. We'll have all the coverage for you next week here on MSO News Sports. Monday night, North Shore Sports Night at 7 o'clock. Check out North Shore Today, our daily news post. Local newscast every day with Rick Moore and some other photos and features for you. Our scores throughout the week on our daily sports posts.
Just checking the weather, Bill. There was a lightning strike 7 miles away, so it's getting here, coming in from the northwest.
Here, Classical with a third down and 4. From the 17 of Beverly, trailing 21-14. Fake give to Rivera, keeper Loria to the middle, to the left, running in, touchdown. Matt Loria from 17 yards out.
Well, again, it was that run play to their left side, just blowing open a hole. And again, the read option has been such an effective offensive weapon for Classical tonight. Very, very tough to pick up the read to the handoff, and Laurier on the keeper this time was able to get through the line, and once he broke the line of scrimmage, he was untouched, much just waltzing into the end zone. So 21-20 with 5:57 left
in the football game, and so now Classical has a decision here. They've been successful with the extra point kicks. You know, I kind of think that's what you do, you know, especially since that's what you've done, because I just think that's probably the call, although you could go either way, think this one out. Always a good topic at this point. Just as they said, just under 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 57 seconds to play in the football game. And right now it's a 1-point game. Are you looking at scores or weather?
Yeah, I haven't. Have you seen a prep score? I haven't gotten a
no,
prep
I've
score.
No, I've not seen that. No.
Hayden Rocket with an interception that could seal it for the prep, so they're obviously winning at the moment over Bridgewater Raynham. But I have not seen a score.
Again, tonight in Lynn, the story here is a major power outage in the city of Lynn, but we're right on the edge of it, apparently. We're really right on the edge
really
of it, it would
are.
Appear. Because there's no power across the way.
Yeah, if we go out onto the wing where the cameras are, where the public cameras are.
All right, Classical going for the two-point conversion here and going for the lead. Loria with it, options it out to Rivera. Right, coming around right in, turns the corner, and he's in for the two-point conversion. And Classical has a one-point lead, 22-21.
Classical's number seven, Marcus Rivera.
This is where the leg of Zamperi may come in handy for Beverly if it gets down to crunch time. And now we see across the way a police car heading in the opposite direction from where the three ambulance just went by. So all kinds of things are happening outside of the stadium tonight. But I was going to say, as we went out onto the wing with the cameras set up, if we looked across the field, there's no lights. And if we turned around 180 degrees and looked out the other side of the field parking lot out to Weston Avenue, it's all lit up.
Okay. Well, here, Classical has roared back here. Touchdown, two-point conversion. Take a 22-21 lead over Beverly with just under 6 minutes to play in this football game. Now here we go. Now think about this. Beverly, Classical does not need to get the football back here. They need to stop Beverly. But again, we've been talking this year and seeing Classical with some very effective kickoffs. Now Matt Laurie is teeing this up. And when I say effective, not just the standard kick in the air all the way down to the 20 or 15 or 10, but they've been ground ball kicks, kind of kicks that go maybe 40, 30 yards instead of the longer 50-yard kicks. So here's Loria grounding it on the ground, taking some hops, scrambling, and Beverly covers it up. Yeah. So they're able to handle it at the 38.
Smart play. Just grab it and cover up. St. John's Prep 17-7 over Bridgewater Raynham, and Danny V is suggesting that the first opponent for St. John's Prep in the state playoffs could be their nemesis. Sometime nemesis, I guess it is, Everett.
I believe that's going to happen, right? People have been talking about that, yeah.
Setting up another, you know, classic head-to-head confrontation between those two powerhouse teams. So we'll see how that shakes out as the playoffs are configured over the weekend. The Reading Arlington game has been canceled, with Reading leading 31-0.
Here is Morency spinning, handing off to Beatty off the right side of the line. Breaks a tackle, still chugging ahead up to midfield, over midfield, down to the 48. So Beatty, starting at his own 38, gets it all the way up over midfield, down to the 48 of Lynn Classical.
Yeah, he pulled the same spin move there on the attempted tackle. The guy grabbed his shirt, and he just takes a real hard spin, and he breaks that tackle. Classical was fortunate enough to have another defender there to take him down by the ankles. Otherwise, Beatty may have been shooting that gap for the distance.
Jordan Paracello over the ball at center. Beverly sends two wideouts near side left. First down at the 49 of Lynn Classical. Morency hands off to the running back, pounding straight ahead for 3 yards out of the two-man I formation that time. Chenard, the ball carrier, getting out of the pile with 5:18 to go in tonight's football game. Here's a update. This is an unofficial news report. Lynn reporting a rollover motor vehicle. Wait a minute. This is from a while ago, I think. Somebody's a retweet. Never mind. I think that was a morning accident. Never mind. Well, no, I think I've heard the story earlier. I just saw it coming over to retweet. So Beverly now sending out with a second down and 8. Receivers, 2 near side left, 1 far side right. Quarterback Morency out of the shotgun, running back to his right. Jumps up to receive the snap. Ralph sprints out and runs to the right side. Cuts back left, has 10 yards, has 15, and runs it all the way down to the 30. Back out left, 20, 10, 8. Ripped down, out of bounds, inside the 10 at about the 7 or 8 yard line.
Now, I'm surprised, Bill, there was no flag on that
Beverly
play.
Carry, number 11, Kevin Morency.
Because as Morency came across the field around the 25 yard line, his face mask was grabbed. his head spun back. He continued to run and continued his run down inside the field. And you had two officials right there in the backfield. I could easily have seen that. It wasn't the defensive play didn't hold on, but he had enough of it to spin the head back. And I'm surprised there was no flag there. That would have tacked another half the distance to the goal line onto that play. Essex Tech will continue their game tomorrow at 3:30, the game against Whittier.
Beverly with a first and goal now from the 7-yard line. And this is a run. Chouinard left off the left side of the line. Down inside the 5 to maybe the 3 or the 2. Seeing another lightning is around in the greater Boston area, so it's just something to...
Yeah, we can only hope that it just stays away long enough over the next probably 10 minutes, because it'll take us at least that long to get the last 4 minutes of the game in.
4 minutes even remaining in tonight's game here at Manning Field in Lynn. Clock running down just under 4 minutes. Beverly trailing by the 1 point, 22-21, but they have the ball at the 2-yard line. Two wideouts, far side right. Two-man I formation in the backfield behind Morency. They give us to the tailback. I think it's Chouinard or Abadi going pounding and into the end zone for the touchdown for Beverly.
Beverly touchdown by number 2.
Yep, Kyle Chouinard.
He has been the player of the game as far as Beverly's been concerned tonight. He has played with an abandon. Southern New Hampshire is getting whaled in this storm, Bill. They have flood warning in Hillsborough, Merrimack, and Rockingham counties up through 11 o'clock tonight. The storm is moving very, very quickly at about 30 miles an hour, so it's covering a lot of area and dumping a lot of water in this. Not that we don't need the water, but you get this much water that quickly, it doesn't really do you any good because it just... It doesn't have time to seep into the ground.
Well, I'm not a scientist, Tim, but I think knowing the drought that we have, I think we would take any water we could get.
That,
here, you know,
that is very true.
And our friend over here is nodding his head. Yes, he's in total agreement with me.
Yeah, you know,
again, I'm not a scientist.
No, but I heard you say it in a Holiday Inn Express lately. So, I mean, that sort of does qualify you to a degree.
Point after kick coming up for Beverly. Luke Samperi with Kyle Morency to hold to the end zone to our left. The ball is teed up for him. The kick is up and strong, and it's good. So Luke Samperi does it again. Over in Beverly, they call him Legatron.
Beverly.
I think
they haven't called him that over here in Lynn.
I think Phil Stacey actually gave him that label because I saw Phil talking to
Beverly Panthers 28, the Lynn Classical Rams,
Luke a couple 22. Of weeks ago, and I said, boy, they're really getting some traction on that name.
Legatron.
Well, I have
seen 241-yard field goals, and I haven't seen all of their games this year from him. So not called on. I thought maybe it might go to him at one point earlier in the game here tonight in the second half, but they didn't. And now they are leading 28-22. So now Classical, plenty of time on the clock for them, especially if they get one of those 70-yard returns here. But I don't think Beverly's going to let that happen. We'll see what kind of a kickoff they do here.
You know, they've got to play their lanes. They have to be disciplined. They can't overreact. They can't leave the backside open for a cutback play. Again, Reddington and Arlington have canceled the final 8 minutes of their game. It'll end 31-0. Reading.
Round ball kick fielded at the 8-yard line by Rivera. Up to the 20, 30, outside right, 35, 38-yard line possibly, but stopped shy of the 40.
Yeah, bigger return than Beverly would have liked to have allowed for sure. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. And let's see. In terms of timeouts, it looks like Classical has at least 3. Now Beverly defense has to really, really stiffen up because Classical is, you know, not afraid. They have matched Beverly touchdown for touchdown tonight, and they know they can move the ball. So Beverly is really going to have to cinch up the chin straps and play some really, really tough defense right now.
Right, great to have you with us on this Friday night, North Shore High School football on MSO News Sports. First down from the 39, Rivera taking the handoff for Classical, hits off the left side of the line to the 45, a gain of 6, second down and 4. Jason, go ahead, Tim.
Big hit by Hugh Callist. He hit Rivera and stood, took him right off his feet and stood him up and held him up long enough to let the rest of the Beverly defense come in and help out. But it looked like he ran into a wall.
Two receivers going out, near side right, one far side left. Classical working left to right here in the fourth quarter, trailing. Quarterback Loria keeping it, hits off the right side of the line to the 46, short of the first down, picks up 2 yards.
Huge, huge play. I was just watching Shearers and Kalis, the linebackers for Beverly. They're as dynamic a duo as the league has. And as the gap opened up, as the line began to block, Kalis shot the gap and took out Rivera with an ankle tackle that dropped him right at the line of scrimmage, basically.
Jason Ruiz at center. Noah Morris and Javier Delgado are the guards. Nick LaBella and Albert Cerrita are the tackles. Also in that offense, here's a pitch out to, no, fake pitch, and no gain. Also on that offensive line for Classical High School is Frank Harris. For Coach Tim Phelps,
Alex Pedro on the carry there, and again another big defensive play.
Well, that was a big one because it's now fourth down here, and about seven for, or six. We'll call it six for Classical.
Yeah, on these first three plays, again Beverly has really played outstanding defense. He gave up a few yards on the first down, but successive plays by Ucalis and Chenard have definitely shut the door and put Classical in a must 7-yard play on fourth down. So here's obviously the play of the game. If Classical can continue this drive, they've got 2 minutes and 15 seconds to eat up clock and put a final score in. Even just a touchdown, an extra point wins the game for them.
Ball is at the 40, just shy of the 44-yard line in their own territory. Fourth down and 6, flag falls. This could be a delay of game, a procedure call against Classical. So now it'll be fourth down and 11 for Beverly, for Classical.
That's not what they wanted. Not what they wanted at all.
2 minutes, 15 seconds. Right now the clock is not the problem. Converting on the fourth down. Well, I guess give them an 11. I'll get fourth down and 10 right now.
Yeah, I thought if they got that playoff quick enough, Beverly had really just filled the box with everybody. They had everybody within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage. Just dumped the ball over the top, and let one of your speedy receivers, split Rivera out and let him go get it. That, you could have gone to the house on a play like that.
Two wideouts. Well, one wideout far side left. Now a second goes out there. Barnard is a slot left side. Two near side right, fourth down and 10 for Classical. Loria hasn't thrown too much tonight. He can throw out of the shotgun. The Classical quarterback has time, back, throwing over the middle, crossing pattern incomplete. Incomplete pass, Chase Bono, the intended receiver. There were a bunch of Beverly defenders there to swat the ball down.
Yeah, Johnny Jones was the man who had primary coverage, and he got his right hand in, trailing the receiver. He got his right hand in there to knock it away. And who other than Kyle Chenard, who's at the game of his life tonight for Beverly, came through and just made sure that the receiver would not have any attempt to bring that ball in. Beverly takes over on downs. 2:09 left, and they'll have a first and 10 at the just inside the 40-yard line of the Lynn Classical Rams. Big, big defensive stand there.
Panthers come out, again led by their quarterback, Kevin Morency, a senior, 5'8", 145 pounds, three-man stack guy. They give us to the tailback, Chenard ahead, 35, 33, gain of possibly 6 yards or 7 yards on the first down
ball
run.
Ball carry is number two.
Kyle Chenard, 5'11", 190 pounds senior. 7 yard gain, second and three. Classical will be calling their timeouts here.
Well, Salem had a fourth and goal from the 1 yard line, failed to punch it in. Rivera take over with 2.5 minutes to go in the game, still leading 28-13.
With the Everett win, they clinch the final Greater Boston League football title. Tim, how about that? The final GBL title.
It's such a shame to see that league go by the wayside. It has such a great, great history and tradition.
Give to the tailback. Pretty much no gain for Beverly. Oh, wait a minute. Or am I wrong here? Did he slice down underneath? Let's see what happens here. No, he didn't get the first down, but he got a yard, so he did a little better than I thought. Chenard for a yard or two. This will set up a third down.
Four.
It is a third down, isn't it? It's got to be a third down. The board doesn't have third down. The field has third down. So it's third down and two. Yeah. Rain is coming down a little bit harder here. Good news is the traffic is a little bit better here.
Yes. Has it opened? Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Still,
no,
still
that's not bad there.
I think they may have shut off Boston Street down the other end finally. Because, again, there just appears to be regular traffic flow out in front of us here. And there's barely any cars coming off of Boston Street. So I think they're just backing it all the way up there.
Yeah, I hope so. I do, although I do see a car coming in. But they could have. Yeah, they're still coming down Boston Street. I can see one across the way, Tim. Could be. This traffic's going to get a little bit lighter about now anyway, so let's cross our fingers here. So now Beverly with a third down and short, a third and two, leading 28-22 with a minute 55 to go in the football game. Classical needs a big stop. They need a turnover. They need anything. Beverly comes out with a three-man stack eye, everyone tight. They give us to the tailback, Chenard, wrapped up by Barnard. Didn't get the first down. David Barnard coming in for Classical High School to make the hit.
Yeah, Beverly seems determined to run that that three-man stack to the inside when they've had such great success taking it outside tonight.
Well, you know, that was a formation used by Ken Perrone at Salem High School for many years. He would bring it in and out of games using a lot of different sets, formations, and motions. But that three-man stack guy was so effective in a number of different situations. But we've seen Beverly use it a lot here tonight.
Yep,
I haven't seen him use it this much. And we've seen a number of other teams use it this year as well from time to time. I think it's a great formation. I likened it to the, when you have the pole and your three or four guys are holding this big, heavy log and trying to crash through a door. I mean, that's the kind of thinking that I think you have with that formation, that you're just crashing and powering your way for some yards up the middle.
You know, you're basically manning up. Everybody gets into the box. It starts to come that way. But, boy, you just take it to the outside. And you've just got those extra blockers to seal the edge.
Here is a fourth down and a long one for Beverly from just outside the 30-yard line in Classical territory. They give us to the tailback. Is the ball loose? I think it's loose. They didn't get the first down.
Outstanding.
And Classical has the football. Either way.
Outstanding defensive stand by Lynn Classical. Just as Beverly had one a few moments ago, Lynn Classical comes up with one of their own. And on fourth and one, they just charged into the Beverly line. They ran that stack again, and just nothing there. The holes were all just filled.
First down for Lynn Classical. And here it is, folks. 28-22, a six-point game with a minute 44 to play for Classical High School. And this will be the drive of their season so far for Classical High School. One win, five losses. They've struggled this year. And here they come out. Long way to go, starting at their own 31-yard line. Loria out of the shotgun. Rivera to his left. Wants the pass. Quick pass out on the left side. Looking catch for a very short gainer out to the 37-38. Game of about seven.
Yeah, and that keeps the clock rolling. Nice to get a few yards, but again, the clock continues to tick down. Less than 1:25 now, so they've got to throw to the sideline and get out of bounds and save a couple of their timeouts here.
Melvin Nieves, the receiver on that 7-yard gain, second down 3 for Classical. Loria out of the shotgun again. Here comes the pass rush. Look out! He gets it off way down on the left. It's up for grabs and incomplete.
Yeah, just threw it beyond his intended receiver, and it was just out of bounds. Beverly with some good pressure just as he released the ball. The Amesbury game is against Manchester Essex. It is still 24-6 with 3 minutes to go, but the officials are consulting what to do. They have had several instances of lightning, so they may just...
And that's Manchester leading that game, right?
No, Manchester is losing to 24-6. As again, the storm is coming up on an ankle. Mike Wonkham, the Trenton Rains are inching closer to Boston, so they're going to be with us fairly soon, folks. So get your raincoats and your umbrellas out.
Two wideouts, far side left, one near side right. Third down 3 for Classical High School. Loria from just outside his own 40-yard line. Pass and a completion, a first down for the Rams out to midfield. Hooking up with Alex Pedro, Matt Loria. Looking pattern on the left side. That moves the stakes ahead with a minute three there at midfield. In fact, they're... Let's see where they do put the ball down. They put it down just outside the 49 of Beverly.
That Manchester-Essex-Ainsbury game has been called off at the final 24-6.
Two wide outs each way. Loria back to pass, looking right, way down on the right side for Ishmael Johnson. Is it intercepted? It is intercepted by Beverly's Johnny Jones at the 18-yard line. 17.
Yeah, Laurie's pass came up a little bit short. Jones had the inside position on the coverage. He had very, very good coverage on Ishmael Johnson. Johnson was hoping for the ball just a little bit further. He could have jumped up and made an attempt. But Jones did a great job of shielding him off, bringing it down, and this will seal it for Beverly, who will move to 5-2 on the season, provided they don't fumble it away in the next 51 seconds. So they're probably going to take three knees just to put this away.
Well, good football game here tonight for sure.
Ball, excellent game.
Yeah, ball is placed down at the 16-yard line, 51 seconds to play. And it is a 28-22 Beverly lead.
Morency. Johnny Jones.
Morency quickly out on the field. Put down the snap the ball a few times. They got one guy way back. And they'll put the knee down, just as you said, Tim, to get the clock in motion, and the knee goes down.
Are you heading to the field, Bill?
I will be, yeah.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Melrose beat Woburn tonight. Wakefield is currently losing to Winchester, though we haven't seen a score.
They put another knee down here. 30 seconds to go, waiting for the second snap. Second down and 11. The ball at the 15, and Beverly puts the knee down again.
Yeah, Morency was turning, looking to the referee standing behind him to see how much time he had left before he would get called for a penalty for delay a game.
And that's going to do it as the teams are walking off the field. Final score here, Beverly 28, Lynn Classical 22 on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews flavors of the fall today.
Okay, everybody, we're back for the final wrap-up. Bill's down on the field talking to the coaches and probably a couple of the players. Those will be posted after Bill gets home tonight, so they'll be up definitely for tomorrow morning. Just to review the scoring very quickly, at 9:59 in the first quarter, a 3-yard run by Marcus Rivera after an outstanding opening kickoff return. Classical went up 7-0 over Beverly. Beverly responded at the 5:24 mark, a 2-yard run of his first of two by Kevin Morenci. Luke Samperi with the extra point kick. Ismail Johnson had the extra point kick for Lynn Classical on that first touchdown. Samperi ties it at 7-7. Beverly scored again to take a 14-7 lead on a 1-yard run by Kevin Morenci. Luke Samperi the point after, 14-7. That was at the 8:53 mark of the second quarter. In the second quarter, again, a 33-yard run by Matt Laurier. Ismail Johnson's extra point tied it at 14. And with 32 seconds left to go in the half, 40-yard pass from Morenci to Sam Abatey, who broke a tackle around the 15-yard line, sprinted into the end zone. Zimperi's extra point made it 21-14 at the half. However, in the fourth quarter, after no scoring in the third, Matt Laurier, 7 from 17 yards out, Marcus Rivera, a two-point conversion, and Classical took the lead 22-21 with 5:57 left to go. Beverly, however, responded with, at the 3:40 mark, Kyle Schrenard went in for the touchdown, and Luke Samperi kicked the extra point for a 28-22 lead, and that's the way it ended. The game started about 10 minutes late due to the power outage. A pole went down, and again, the area across from us is still blacked out all the way we here to the Saugus line. So if you come into Lynn, avoid the Boston Street area coming off of Broadway, coming out of, again, Wyoming Square. I want to thank you for listening. On behalf of Bill Newell, I'm Tim Kearns. Bill Popowski, our engineer. We will be back next week with playoff games. It looks like Melrose will be visiting Gloucester as a result of their win tonight. Other than that, the other teams are going to have to be waiting for their assigned games, depending how everything shakes out with within the divisions and within the various teams. And teams that are not making the playoffs will be scrambling to set their remaining three games of the season. So for everybody here at MSO News Sports, thank you for listening, and we'll be back on the air next week. And don't forget, North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with myself and Rick Moore. Good night.